Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? Like I always do about this time, you know the drill. I'm reloading! Drums, please. Yes. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Well, thank everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio via Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Hold on, let me get my mic and stuff situated right here. It's coming in at the last minute, fixing up some stuff at the last minute, all right? Blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official site for the show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/K100radio. That's all one word. That's the letter K, the number 100. MySpace.com/K100radio. The email address to the show is K100radio@gmail.com. Welcome everybody listening to me via the replay, either from the Blog Talk site or from iTunes, because once again, we're in the iTunes store up under the podcast section as an official podcast for the show, all right? Going to have an interesting show tonight. Episode 168. Yeah. Fate versus choice. And it's an interesting discussion that we're going to have. You feel me? It's an interesting discussion that we're going to have. And I think that a lot of people are putting too much stock in one or the other. If I had to pick one, well, we'll get into that. You feel me? But if I had to pick one, you know, which one is going to be more prevalent in your life? If you have a predestined future, or is the choices, or do the choices that you make pretty much determine your future and what goes on in your life? A lot of people say, you know, something happens and they say, you know, it must have been fate. Whether it be an accident or whether it be something good or whatever, they were destined, born to be this. They say some people were born to be evil. So, they were evil from day one. So, a lot of things that go into play when you talk about fate, destiny, versus choice, versus the decisions that we make and how that leads to your walk in life, all right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show. But first, I want to remind everybody, to all my artists, if you want to send your music into K100 Radio, the email address again for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. I want to remind all my artists, when you send me your music, A, send it to me in an MP3 format. B, I'm a radio station too. Also, I may not be your local FM affiliate, but I'm running a tight knit ship over here. That being said, if you send me some music to K100 Radio, and then I never hear from you again, although sometimes I do put it right on, but that's with people that I'm in constant communication with, so they always talking to me. You may not know it, but they always talking to me and hit me back, and they'd be like, you know, Blizzum, oh, did you spin the joint yet? When you gonna spin the joint? I'd be like, ah, yeah, the joint. So don't just send me an email and be like, here's my song, okay, cool, and then I never hear from you again. Although I try to play everything that people send me, I got a million things going on in my life, all right? I'm a very busy person. I could very well forget that you ever sent me that email and that I ever downloaded it. Not that I don't think that your song is hot or whatever, but It's just that I'm that busy. So sometimes you always got to remember, man, to hit me back and be like, yo, the song that I, and don't get mad at something. I'll be like, oh, the email. Email it to me again sometimes. You feel me? I mean, but that's how it is, man. I mean, I'm doing like triple duty over here. I'm running the sound. I'm the host. I'm the damn producer of the show. I come up with the everything. So in the midst of it all, if we don't talk on a constant basis, and the only time I ever hear from you is because you submitted your music to K100 Radio, keep that in mind. Hit me back. Remind me. I mean, you don't just take a CD up to your FM station, drop it off, and be like, okay, I'm out. No, you come back and be like, I dropped my song off. What's up? How you doing? Can you play it? Play my shit. Please, play it. Do me. I'm back. Here I go again. Well, you got to do the same thing over here. If I've never talked to you before and you only sent your music in one time, all right? Because to be frank with you, I've got so much music right now of my own from Chainless Entertainment and my affiliates that I work with directly that I don't have to spin any other music. I got hundreds of songs that I can spin, all right? And also, my show is pretty popular to the point where I have a full show for every episode. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes we talk and the discussion gets so deep and we may not get around to even getting to the music that day unless that's the feature of the show. All right, so that being said, I'm just saying that to remind you guys, to tell you guys, look, if you sent it to me before and I haven't played it yet or anything, I haven't hit you, email me again and say, Blizzum, don't forget about me, spin the joint, whatever. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I got to spin this joint. And also, you doing that to keep in constant contact with me, you feel me? And also, you guys got to remember, you got to support the show. You got to call into the show. You got to blast the show out on your Twitter, your MySpace, and your Facebook. Or like, really, what's the point of me spinning it? You feel what I'm saying? Why am I promoting you if you're not promoting K100? That's the whole point of me only exclusively dealing with independent artists. Get on your grind, man. If I'm going to be supporting you on K100 Radio and exposing you to my over 20-something thousand listeners that have downloaded this show, to however a couple thousand that have actually listened to me live on the air and through the phone lines, you feel me? I mean, you guys have got to promote K100 Internet Radio. That's the whole point. We both little guys. I'm supporting you. You support me. But I'm not going to expose you to all these listeners and audiences if you don't at least send a blast out of K100 Radio every now and again. It's just not going to happen. That's just unrealistic and retarded. So, oh yeah, and by the way, make sure it's some good music, because if it sounds like shit, well, then you know the drill. Right? I mean, come on, man. Don't send me nothing that sounds like you recorded it on your fucking cell phone in the bathroom. What am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that? You feel me? So you guys, make sure you send me some good quality music. Make sure you keep in touch with me and follow up and make sure I get your song on the radio. Don't just send it to me and I haven't heard from you in a week or whatever. You ain't hit me back and be like, yo, don't forget to spin the joint, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I blasted out the show. Something. Do something. Let me know something. You feel me? All right? Let me know that you want me to play your music and that you're interested in getting your music played as much as an artist should. I'm having an issue with you indies out there that do that. Because when I submit my show to another station, whether it be internet radio, because I'm still on the grind, I'm still an artist myself, for those of y'all who don't know. When I send my music somewhere, I hound them, just like I hound an FM radio station. What's the difference? They don't have to play it. But, you know, I support their shows, I blast out their shows, I call into their shows. So that's why you hear me on those other shows. Alright? Same thing goes for you artists, alright? I just got to make sure I remind some of you out there about that. Moving right along. Once again, MySpace, Facebook.com/K100Radio for both of those. MySpace and Facebook. That's how you get to us on both of those sites. Like our page. Become our friend. And if you do, blast out. If you really like the show, blast out K100 Internet Radio to all your people. All right? Let them know what's popping. You feel me? Let them know what's popping. Let them know we got the hottest thing going over here. We have great conversations. We talk about everything from politics to pussy. I just love to use that particular term. You dig? All right. So let them know what we got going on over here. You feel me? That's what you got to do. Support me, I support you. And, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's how that works, all right? So, moving right along. Episode 168. You dig? Fate versus choice. faith versus choice. And it's interesting. This conversation is pretty interesting to me. And I love these kind of deep, not necessarily, I mean, they're not too deep, but I mean, I love these kind of conversations simply because when I talk about stuff like this, it's really philosophical in nature. You feel what I'm saying? It really is. It's kind of philosophical in nature. But at the end of the day, it's questions like these that people think about and ponder all the time. You feel what I'm saying? And these are the kind of questions I like to have every now and again on K100. These are the kind of shows I like to have now and then on K100. Because even though we have a lot of fun talking about a lot of other silly stuff, you feel what I'm saying? And this question can be silly. I can make it silly. I'm going to make it silly. I mean, come on. It's K100. But what I'm saying is, I really do sometimes sit around and think on a deep level, on another level sometimes. This is what kind of guy I am. And so when I ponder up questions like this right here, you know, these are questions that I think to myself, but the funny thing about it is, ancient philosophers like the Einsteins and the Da Vinci's and all these people thought about stuff like this too. Now, I don't know what that says about me intellectually, but I know for a fact I've seen, you know, I watch a lot of History Channel, you know, Discovery and stuff like that, man. I don't watch too much 106 in Park. I mean, really. I don't watch MTV because what the fuck is the M stand for anyway? By the way, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! Every Monday on K100 Internet Radio. This is your chance to call into the show and vent. I do this every Monday. For those of you listening who've never listened to K100 Radio, every Monday, I air Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. That's the number to get onto the show. All right. Every Monday, we do Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. I want to take this time right here, right now, to thoroughly mash my basketball team, the Miami Heat, for losing again at the last minute on fucking Sunday. Yeah! I don't know what the hell Bron is doing. I don't know why all of a sudden this guy can't seem to hit a shot at the last minute. And they're making all these wild decisions. But that's one mashing. I am mashing the Miami Heat for my mash on Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Yeah! Sickening. You made me sick, Sunday. Sick. I'm sick of you guys. I've had it up to here with this last minute crap. You get it together for the playoffs, and you do it now. LeBron, can I get one high percentage shot in the last 10 seconds? Without you flinging all over the floor, throwing up some wild shit. Yeah! Come on, man. You're a champion. Don't come to my team and start faking out in the last minute. I see you do it a million times in Cleveland. No, you're not a Kobe. You're not really Mr. Clutch. But you don't be running out to the side, baseline, shooting wild to the side. Go hard. Use that frame. You know, I'm getting off of that. I'm getting off of that. Maybe it was fate. Maybe it was fate that brought LeBron to Miami to fuck up some shit. I don't know. But that's what I'm mashing today for my Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. I'm mashing LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. I'm mashing you guys. I'm sick of you guys. You're getting to my damn nerves this season. I got high expectations for these guys. I got money on you motherfuckers. That's really what this is about. This is about how much money I bet that y'all go deeper to the playoffs. And I'm going to lose if you keep playing like that. By the way, I'm an avid sports fan, besides watching a lot of Discovery Channel, A&E. And which brings me to episode 168. I'm off of them now. I'm off of them, guys. Got to mash another motherfucker. Yeah! I'm going to give him one more day. One more day before I really mash this dude. And really put this kid on blast. You can't do business with some motherfuckers, okay? Now, I tried to show one of the little homies from my hometown some love. I tried to do some business with him. This guy's agitating me. So, I'm going to mash him today. Yeah! Because I paid him for some services and services were not rendered. He's giving me 1,001 excuses why it hasn't been rendered. At this point, I don't even know if I want the services rendered because I'm not satisfied with the customer service. So I'm mashing any motherfucker who claim they can do some shit, knowing fucking well they either can't or procrastinate in doing it after they've exchanged money, after money has exchanged hands. All right? Now, see, this is how niggas literally get fucked up.
Yeah.
Their ass thumped out. But then I'm going to be the wrong motherfucker. I'm going to be overreacting. I'm going to be bringing some street shit into some shit that really ain't street shit. But actually, anytime money's involved, it's some street shit. It's like that about money. Motherfucker, gas almost $4 a goddamn gallon. Bitches like that about money.
Yeah.
However much. So he sends me a message today explaining, apologizing. Yet still I see no work done. So this is what I get for trying to put my faith into the next generation of hustlers and go-getters and young entrepreneurs out of my city. You know what I'm saying? Try to let them step up to the plate. Try and feed into the economy a little bit. Try and show some love and reciprocate that back, because I know that grind. And you're not doing what you said you're going to do, homie. One more day, I'm putting your name out and blasting you all over Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm never scared. You know nothing's going to happen if I do that. What's going to happen? All right? Be realistic with yourself. I'm going to put you out there. I'm giving you 24 hours. You're on notice. I'm sure someone will tell them that I said this. And I'm hoping that's what they do. So, now, back to episode 168. Alright. Fate versus choice. That's what we're talking about today on K1's Internet Radio. And the conversation is really interesting. You feel what I'm saying? The conversation is really interesting that I'm going to have tonight. And like I said, you know how I am. Sometimes I get deep and a little philosophical with some of these particular episodes of K100. And this is one of them. This is one of my shows where I'm going to be trying to talk to y'all, you know what I'm saying, on another level. Because I say about most people in this country, especially, and most people in the South, most people that I interact with believe in God, religion, all right? And that also plays a part to what I'm talking about tonight, fate versus choice. So I'm going to go ahead and do the monologue, read the synopsis of the show, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. I got a couple people on the phone lines already, all right? But I'm going to go ahead and jump into this synopsis and then get to the phone lines, all right? So here we go, and I'm reading right now. Episode 168, Fate versus Choice, tonight on K100 Internet Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. Welcome, all my Internet listeners. Welcome to all my podcast replay listeners. Thanks for supporting me. Make sure you go and like the Facebook fan page. That's my number one place I'm directing traffic. Please go like the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/K100Radio. All right, please do that. And then tell a friend. All right, so here we go. They say, some people are born evil. All right? Some people are born evil. You ever seen a little badass kid? And you like, that motherfucker's so bad. I know he'll probably end up in the chain game when he get big. Ah, damn. And then they do. And they grow up and they fuck up in school. They bet. It's like, you knew this little motherfucker was just born that way. They just always was like that. So some people say you could be born evil. You know, from the minute they in the world, they had never had a good attitude, even as children. You know what I'm saying? And some people will say, those people, their future was set in stone. And then you have people who were said to be destined for greatness. You feel me? That even as a child, they were quote-unquote special. Every single person on the planet, it's like you have a different fingernail and different DNA. Every single person on the planet will have a unique individual life walk, all right? No one will have the same walk. However similar it may seem from afar, they will always be comparatively different. Even if they're siblings, you can be a fucking twin, all right? An identical twin and still have a totally different walk. It's just the nature of human beings. Now, this is because we are all different, all right? And we all have a thing embedded in us from the moment that we're born, and they say it's a gift from God. A lot of people tell you that the biggest gift that God ever gave mankind was free will, all right? So we're all different. And embedded in us is this thing called choice, free will. And we all have it. Now, some people's number of choices that they can make, options, as you would say, vary and different depending on your life circumstances, depending on who you are, where you're from, and whatnot. So I understand that. But at the end of the day, we all have the ability to make a choice. Whatever choice it is, we're gonna be able to make a choice. All right? So, hold on a second. I lost my place when I was reading. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right? So, millions of people that believe in fate, however, millions of people believe that fate determines the outcome of a lot of things in life. You feel me? That people's walk are already predetermined before they even think about it themselves. And then there are the others who say, life is what you make of it. That choice has more to do with your life than fate will ever even come close to. The question is very perplexing. And like I said, many philosophers for the ages on down have all pondered it, because it would seem that since most humans, this is the key point, since most human beings believe in God some way or another, and God knows all before you even do it, then that would then suggest that fate is a part of the cosmos. Do you get what I'm saying? If you believe in God, you kind of sort of got to believe in fate, even though you know it says that God gave man free will in all of the religions. Even though we're supposed to obey him by his rules, we still have free will to choose. Thus, if we choose wrong, then whatever version of hell or whatever happens to you, bad or good, right or wrong, right? But if you believe in God and God knows everything that's going to happen before it happens, that means you're going to do that anyway. Fate can't be changed. It is what it is. It's the line is straight. It's relative. Time is. You feel what I'm saying? I hope I'm not talking over a lot of people's head tonight, and I'm not going to try to really go too in depth in with it. But what I'm saying is, in order to believe in God, you kind of sort of have to believe in fate, since God knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. Thus, fate, what's going to happen is inevitable because he saw it before it happened. Or choice. Choice. Some people believe that choice has more to do with your life. The choices that you make in life, all right, are what determines your life walk. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you believe that fate is really the dictator of what really happens and how people actually turned out, because it's relevant, it's time, and that's how time pushes forward, and it's going to be what it's going to be. It's already predestined and written, which is what a lot of people believe that. It's funny because people kind of take both of them. They believe in fate when something happens or when an accident happens. It was quote-unquote meant to be. It was meant to be. No one planned for that young kid to dash out in front of a car and get hit and killed. That was an accident. It just happened. So when you get consoled by preachers and stuff, you know, you don't question God's decisions. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? It's fate. It was meant to happen. That was predestined. It was going to happen like that. Then again, the choice that either A, somebody made to not pay attention to that child, or choice B, that was a drunk driver that didn't see the child and had a slow reaction time, the choices that those two people made is the reason why the child is dead. And here we are, basically, at the split in the road between fate and between choice. All right? So, you know, if you believe fate is what it is, and that's basically how everything is predetermined, then, like I said in the synopsis, you should try telling the judge that when you're in front of a judge, if you choose to break a law, he about to sentence your ass to a couple of decades in prison. You chose to sell dope, so you got caught. And now you finna do time, right? Or you was just always a badass from the jump. You was gonna always be bad. You was always a hustler. See, when you say stuff like that, people be like, "No, everybody make choices." But then again, you'd be surprised how many people believe in fate. But you can't have it both ways. I don't think you can believe in fate and believe in choice. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. All right, so these are the questions for episode 168. Question number one, How much of a role do you think fate plays in your life? Do you believe in fate? That's the first question. Question two, do you think that people can be born evil? Like badass kids that eventually end up in prison? Can people be born evil or be destined for greatness? Like that's Obama's life walk was destined to happen. It was his destiny. It's just how it, or was it the decisions that he made to go to college and become, you know, graduate from Harvard and get into politics? Which one of those has us with our first black president? All right. Question number three. How much control do you really think you have over your future? Is your future going to be what it's going to be because God already says it is? If you believe in God and God already knows what's going to happen, which means he already knows the choice that you're going to make, how much control do you really have? It's already predestined. You're going to do it. He already knows you're going to do it. Right? Or not. Question number four. Considering accidents happen and things change, it would seem that fate has more control than people would seem to think. Yet we teach our kids that the choices we make now will determine our future. Isn't this hypocritical? Do you think that it's hypocritical to say accidents happen, things change, you feel me? And, you know, sometimes you can't control it. That's just fate. That's how it happened. But at the same time, we teach our kids, no, the actions that you make now will determine your future. I mean, where's it going to be, people? We can't keep going back and forth on this issue. Either you believe in fate or you believe in choice. It's that simple with me. It's kind of hard for me to walk the gray area with this one because one cancels out the other automatically when you think about it. Automatically. So we're going to go to our phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. First up, I got the homie Young Pat on the line. Young Pat, what's happening?
Hey, boy, I just sleep over back in the right amount of time.
Right. What's going on, man?
You.
Thanks for calling the show, you did.
And you already know.
Right. So I'm having a little bit of a deeper discussion, you know what I'm saying, on the show tonight. But it's one that's needed because a lot of people walk around here and they talk and they say, man,
hey,
I was destined for this. I was destined for greatness. I was destined
John
to be.
Jamal, right?
So what now?
Oh, he's up. My fault. I'm trying to find
okay. What?
He got that chain car over there. My fault, listen. I got people talking to me and shit. All right, my fault. All right, I'm back. Let go. All
right, so did you hear what I just said, or do I have to kill you?
Hey, I'll kill you again, man. I got someone pulling up in my driveway right now.
You want me to come
hey,
back to your life?
I'm bugging tonight, man.
I'm calling you back.
Is this my people? All
right. I'm calling you back.
What's up?
Do you want me to go?
I'm going to just call back in, all right?
All right. I'm hanging up on Young Pat. And... So, anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit the number one if you're on the phone line. I had Young Pat queued up, but I go to the next caller now. Shay's on the line. Are you ready to talk, Shay?
Yeah, I can talk.
Okay. God. Young Pat killing me tonight. He's killing me. Making me look
but
all unprofessional.
Kind of right.
I don't know. Maybe the trap's bunking over there with him. Okay, let me get to it. Episode 168. Fate versus choice, Shay. Do you believe in fate? How much of a role do you think fate plays in your life? Be honest now.
Okay, I'll be honest. I honestly think that everything that you do is predetermined by God. However, you know, when you made the comment about, you know, why do we teach kids to, you know, you have a choice, you do have a choice. Everything is predetermined based on the two choices you made. You know, if you make one choice, then this is the way your life is going to go, and that's just how it's going to be. And if you make the other choice, then that's how your life is going to go. You do have
so
a choice.
You're saying what 99% of people say, which to me doesn't make sense. Again, you feel me? You're saying that it's predestined, it's predetermined if you make that choice. You feel what I'm saying? See, predetermined, something that is going to happen is going to happen no matter what the hell you do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't know that.
You don't know
what it's going to be. So everything that you do is supposed to do it so that everything can fall in line the way it's supposed to happen. Whether it's a good choice or bad choice, that's the choice that you were supposed to make so that your life can turn out the way it was supposed to be.
Nah. See, you're doing what everybody like. See, this is why I had this show, and this is why I posed this question. You're doing what everybody does, from philosophers to preachers to mamas and daddies to everybody. Everybody tries to have their cake and eat it too with this issue. But if you think logically, just simply, 1 + 1 = 1. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4, and on and so forth. All right,
mm-hmm.
All right. Thus, you can't have faith and choice all four people together.
But you
if
know what? Honestly,
happen, what's going to happen?
If people really knew that, you know, everything was predetermined, people would not try. People would just be totally unmotivated. They would just say, "Well, I'm just going to sit back and let whatever's supposed to happen to be happen." And what kind of life, what kind of existence is that?
That's why I'm of the belief that I'm really not hell bent on fate like that. I'm really not a person who believes in fate.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But when I say that, people say, what's going to happen? When I say that, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, No. You feel me? Most people want to believe in fate because it's like they twist it and tie it in with faith and belief. And hope.
Well,
you know,
no, that's not the thing. You can have faith that, you know, something is going to happen if you put forth the effort. That's different than, you know, believing
so
that
it's choice.
It's going to happen regardless.
So fate doesn't exist. It's choice. We all choose. Red or the blue pill. It's choice. Right?
It could be, but if you have limited options, then that might be your fate.
Doesn't matter if you got two. It doesn't matter if you only got two options: live or die, kill yourself or not. You feel me? Whatever. You're gonna red or blue pill. You feel what I'm saying? But to say that fate and everything is predetermined and that's how it's gonna be already, it's already See, this is when people like to bring God into the situation. This is preordained by God. This is a number one line that you just did it. As soon as I came to you, you was like, your logic, your reasoning behind believing in fate is because you believe in God.
Exactly. I mean, so a certain part of me has to believe in that. Otherwise, I would feel like, you know.
You cannot take, this is what I'm trying to say. This is why, when I was sitting around thinking about the show, I was like, I'm not trying to just purposely trip you up because this is one of those questions that trip me up.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm having the show. You see what I'm saying? But the point is, how can you tell me that it's preordained by God when you can sit here and consciously make the choice? So you're telling me right now, this is what I'm saying. So you're telling me right now, if God knows everything, right, and he knows what's going to happen, he should know whether or not you're going to heaven or hell because he already knows what choices you're going to make for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he already knows if you're going to go to heaven or hell. So you already going to go to heaven or hell. There's nothing you can do to stop it, Che, at this point.
There was nothing I could do to put myself here either. There's nothing I could do to have. I didn't have any control of being born.
That's right.
That's
your parents made. No, those were because those were choices that your parents made. The choices that your parents made to meet, talk to each other, have sex, engage, get pregnant.
But something could have happened and I could have not been here. I could have been an abortion. Something could have happened and something could have happened to me.
They decided not to abort you. Do you feel what I'm saying? They decided, they chose not to abort you. Thus, Shay exists.
Okay, well, if you look at it like that, then why do people have a purpose?
What do you mean?
How can you say that everybody has
whatever purpose that people think they have is because that's what they chose to be?
Not always. Some things happen that, you know, not by a person's choice.
Because not by their choice, but by somebody else's choice. Some motherfucker. Hitler chose to be an evil son of a bitch, so a couple million people died young and horribly because that bastard chose to do some shit. But it's all
so
gonna come back
angry
to
and self-hatred of his own self.
Show me. Give somebody on the phone line, please. After Shay, press the number one and show me something that. Show me anything, and I'm gonna show you the choice that something made to make it happen. I guarantee
it's like cause and effect. something happens that causes something else to happen, but I believe that all in all, some things were just intended to be that way by a higher, more supreme being than our little weakly mind knowledge.
No. You can't, see, you can't. Listen, everybody, pay attention. Y'all gotta follow me. I know it's Monday. I know it's too early in the week for this shit, but let me work your brains out a little bit. Let me give you a little something to think about and ponder during the week. Before we got the phone, Shay, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah!
We'll get back to that. But
all right.
You see what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Now let me ask you the next question, Shay. Because I can I can stay on that one question and just go back and forth with every caller all night.
Yeah, we're debating on that one.
But that's
just
what I'm
saying. Just because of the fact that religion comes into play. I mean, I'm a logical thinking person. I'm an intelligent mind. But then when you put religion in it, it's a whole other ballgame.
So because that's the thing about it. You feel what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. Because this is my thing. Like, I have people who really don't know me. You know what I'm saying? They may even think that, like, some people even think I'm an atheist. They don't even know that I'm a son of a priest. You know what I'm saying?
They really don't know you.
You know what I mean? You feel me? But just because of that, of my beliefs in that, does not stop me from just really realizing that what I'm talking about right now is hard to debate it. You know what I'm saying? People like...
Yeah, I agree with you in some respect in that form, because there are some things that, you know, just because I was taught something growing up, as I become an adult and start reading and learning for myself, there's some things that I'm just like, okay, that cannot be. I'm going to argue with mom and daddy about it, but that just can't be.
Right. So what I'm trying to tell everybody is, you feel me? I don't know the answer to this particular question tonight. Let me go ahead and say that one more time. I do not know something. I don't know the answer to this question. You feel what I'm saying? And neither did Da Vinci, neither did Einstein, all right? Neither did Gandhi. You feel what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of people who don't know the answer to this damn question. But it doesn't stop. It never stopped them from philosophizing about it, from talking about it. You feel what I'm saying? You know, people have died. Bringing these kind of questions up.
But, you know, that's what keeps the human mind going, because if we knew all the answers, we wouldn't have anything further to strive for.
But we're still going to try. We're still going to try and figure it out, which is what I'm doing tonight. This is really an opinion question, because nobody really knows the answer to this question tonight. If you think you know the answer to this question tonight, you're even dumber than I thought. All right, so let me go to the next question. You feel me?
Okay.
All right, we'll go to the next question. Hold on, let me get back to my question page right here. Okay. All right, so question number two. Do you think that people can be born evil? Do you think that people are born evil, predestined for greatness? You feel what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Okay, I think that I don't know about people being born evil per se. I think that sometimes things happen and, you know, maybe they have some negative energy around them or something like that. But I do believe that sometimes people are born into favor.
Born into favor? You mean like born rich?
No, I mean like born into favor, like favor with God. I mean, there are certain people that have like a certain purpose in life. So I guess if you want to say destined for greatness, use that term. I believe that there are some people that are chosen for certain things, and you know.
So let me ask you. So when you see an exciting preacher, all right? When you see an exciting preacher. And it's like he moves you to your soul every time you know what I'm saying, you know, when you talk to him or whatever, you feel me, every time you hear him preach or whatever. And it's like, you know, like have you seen that little thing with the little boy, the little five-year-old boy that's preaching right now, that's going around Facebook with the little boy? He's like preaching his ass off. You feel what I'm saying? And the little boy.
I haven't seen that one, but I saw the little girl when she was praying.
Yeah. So it's like, so you're looking at that, and you're looking like, okay, maybe they are, you know, destined for greatness or whatever and stuff, something like that right there. Maybe so. But at the end of the day, somebody made a choice to put that kid up there in that pulpit and then, you know, take them to church all the time to let them watch other people pray. And so they're just emulating, you know, what they see.
Well, you know, yes and no. I think that, you know, for I said yes and no, because children are young and impressionable. So, you know, any young child, they're going to start picking up stuff. But whether or not they continue with it and, you know, seek out more learning, there's some things, children are going to mimic at a young age anyway. But learning and mimicking and, like, speaking from the heart is different than just reciting what you heard.
So you think those? So you think? So you think people who are good
that, like,
and stuff
they
like
think that nobody has specifically told them.
But that's what I'm saying. See,
and they had to get it from somewhere, and I know some of these kids didn't get it from mom and dad because I know they mom and dad.
Look, Shay, you can't. You and everybody else on the phone line. Look, because at first you was like, well, I don't know about born evil, but I do believe people were. What'd you say again? Favored?
Chosen. I mean, it's just like, you know, I hate to go bring the Bible into it, but I believe that some people are born into favor with God. Just like everybody has a purpose in life, whether you know what it is or not. I think that some people's purpose is to do certain things, and God chooses those people from an early age in some respect, and that's where their life is supposed to go. Whether they fight it or try to go against it or not, they're going to come back to it and do what they're supposed to be doing.
That's because they made the decision to come back. Maybe, like, okay.
Either they can make the decision to come back, or eventually it's going to pull them back.
What you mean, pull them back? They're going to have to, they got to choose to come back.
Yeah, you can
choose. When something happens to you, and you go out there, you go to prison. So let's say you was out here, and then you know, you was going against the grain, and then all of a sudden something traumatic happens in your life, and then you be like, man, I need to go back. I need to find God. I need to go back and find my place with God. And then you go back. You feel what I'm saying? Then you go back. You feel what I'm saying? Was that really that you was just, it pulled you back, or was it because some shit happened to you that made you want to go back?
Well, now, when I say pulled you back, some people, like, try to fight. Like, say, for instance, like, if you've been called to do, like, some ministry or something like that, and you know, but then you're all your mind, you're like, I'm not doing that. That ain't me. I ain't going to do it. Everything else in your life is not going to go right because that is not the plan you were supposed to be going with. That's what I mean.
Okay. Let me get to the next question.
Okay.
How much control do you really think you have over your future? If you believe in fate now, because you're still on the phone trying to argue me and tell me that you believe in fate. So how much control do you really have over your future? If you believe in fate, like you said, if you got a preordained destiny, you feel me? Then how much control do you really have over your life? How much control do you have over your life?
You have the choices, but, like, say, for instance,
you can't have choice in the road. Fate, okay? One or the other. Yeah. Either you choose to do what you have to do, or it's going to happen regardless, because every decision that you make, even if it's the wrong one, is going to be the decision that you already going to make. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I'm saying, if you choose one way, then this is how your life's going to be. If you choose the other way, then that's how your life is going to be. That's my belief. That's my opinion.
Listen.
So in terms of that, it's like, you know, you do have a choice in which direction your life is going to take, but you don't have complete control over it because, you know, depending on the choice you make, that is, we have to ask God when we get to heaven, I guess. I don't know.
See, this is why I had the show. And I knew everybody, I knew so many people were going to, because if you believe in God, by definition, you must believe in faith. Because just like I said before at the beginning of the show, if you believe in God, then you believe that He knows all, sees all. He's in control of your life. You hear preachers all the time. You hear Christians all the time, and people of faith say God is in control. My mother says it all the time. God is in control of my life. I'm not in control. Yet and still, if you go out here and do something wrong and break a law, you chose to do that. No matter what God you believe in, if you get caught, you're going to jail.
Yeah. Now we're not perfect human beings now. Just because
No. This is not about being perfect. I'm not trying to say we're perfect. I know everybody's gonna sin and fall. But see, the reason why I had the show is because somebody said that, you know, if you believe in God, you must believe in faith. But then they come, and like I said in the synopsis, we say that and then we come right back around and be hypocritical and we tell our kids growing up, the choices that you make are going to determine your life. So you need to make good choices now to better yourself in the future. As if fate has no part when you say that. Like, fate doesn't matter. If you make good decisions now, but see, the problem is you've got people who make all the right decisions and then fucking die in a plane wreck at dying a plane crash at 23. Was that fake?
But you know what though? Sometimes like their death can be, I hate to say it in a morbid sense, but their death maybe could have been meant to teach somebody something.
What lesson What lesson is that teaching somebody? That's just somebody. That choice that he died because some mechanic somewhere didn't do their job. They chose not to follow through on the maintenance of the damn plane, and now 200 people are dead.
That's a big lesson, but I'm just saying. I mean, it's like looking at it from the big picture. You know, everything does happen for a reason, and sometimes we don't recognize that reason initially when it happens.
I don't understand how people can say everything happens for a reason and then turn right back around and tell people the choices that you make, you made bad choices. Well, if you wouldn't have did that, your ass wouldn't have got locked up. So you did that. That's why you did that. Okay. It's like people want to have their cake and eat it too when it comes to the fate versus choice issue. They can't pick one, but you cannot, by definition, have them both. It doesn't make sense. It defies logic. Now you're telling me 2 + 2 = 5. It doesn't make sense.
No.
If it's destined, predetermined, fate, and that's the path that you were meant to walk, whatever the fuck choice you make, that's going to happen. So the choice,
for the sake of argument, I don't believe that people have choices then. I think that it's like a psychological thing. We have to believe that in order to keep going then. If we wanted to break it down to absolute
So God never did give man. So God really never did give man free will.
I didn't say that. See, you're making me choose.
Because you have to. By definition, you cannot pick them both. Is anybody paying attention to me? Not paying attention. I know. See, this is one of my shows. This is one of my shows where I'm gonna take you people there tonight. Because I have no answer to this question. Neither did Shay. Neither did Leonardo da Vinci. All right. You know what I'm saying? Neither did Einstein. Neither did greatest philosophers in the history of mankind. Nobody knows if Obama was destined to be where he's at, or was it because he decided to go to college and go to Harvard and then get into politics at an early age. No one knows. You can guess on the show all night tonight, and I'm going to be guessing tonight. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is also another question of, and once again, people like to tie fate, F-A-T-E, in with faith, F-A-I-T-H. We do it all the time when we talk. We do it and then we're hypocritical and we go against everything that we believe when we tell our kids the choices that you make is going to determine your future. So make good choices. What the hell you mean? I thought you said you believe that God is in control. Faith. It's going to be what it's going to be because he said so. You cannot have them both ways. Yes, go ahead, Shay.
I was going to say, that is true. I mean, because you can, for instance, like when you're teaching kids, you have to tell them, okay, if you don't study, the choices you make will determine your future. If you don't study, you won't make good grades unless you just happen to be ultra smart like that. And if you don't make good grades, you won't pass your class. And if you don't pass your class, you won't get into college. And if you don't get into college, then you can't get a degree. So, yeah, to some degree, your choices do determine your future. So
until someone comes along, all charismatic, you feel me? An idiot with a little bit of with just being in the right place at the right time, like Sarah Palin, all right? Just so happens to be in Alaska and just so happens to be cute enough to be a running mate with, you know, what's his name? McCain. And now all of a sudden, they're talking about this motherfucker running it and possibly being president some kind of way in 2012. Really? She never went to college. She never made a whole bunch of goddamn good decisions in her life. But if that motherfucker ends up becoming the president, I think all of a sudden I might start believing in fate a little motherfucking bit more. That's all I'm saying. You get what I'm saying now? Do you see where I'm going with fate versus choice? But you can't have them both ways. Tonight, you're going to have to pick one for K100, okay? And I think it's a combination of both. Yeah, you can't have
it. But just for the topic of your conversation, I would have to go with faith.
Okay, so you, okay.
And I'm pro-choice on just about everything in life, but just for the topic of conversation, I'm going to have to say.
Because something you telling you that is blasphemous for you not to say that. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in God, right? Is this a question that you have with yourself? But I believe in God, but I don't think that necessarily fate has more control of your life than choices. Actually, I think fate has little to do with it. But then when I say that,
I believe that certain things and certain people are predisposed to certain things, and
evil, Jay. You said people are not born evil when I asked you that question. Can people be born evil? You said no.
I don't think they can be born evil, but just like, you know, like I said, talk about negative energies and stuff like that, like when I see my little children getting possessed and babies getting possessed, I don't think God wanted them to be that way.
Okay. I'm going to go to I got people raising their hand because I think I'm sparking those synopsis in your brain right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, everybody. I tend to do this sometimes on K100. It's not all, you know, I do have a good hand on my shoulder. So therefore, I'm a tickle your fancy tonight. Last question, I'm going to move on to the next caller. Like
okay.
I said, considering, quote, accidents happen and things change, all right, wouldn't it seem fate has more control over your life than choices? Yet we teach our kids that choices that we make will determine our future. Is this or is this not a hypocritical line of thinking?
Again, I'm split on that, because when you talk about, you know, your kids and stuff like that, it's like there's some things you have to teach your kids so that they can do right. I mean, you have to teach them, you know, if you don't take a bath, you won't be clean. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to miraculously be clean if you don't take a bath. I mean,
that's a fact. That's an absolute fact. You know for a fact.
But then again, there's certain things that I think is just fate. I'm going to give
you
an example.
Shay, believe in fate, you do not know whether or not whatever decision that child makes is really what's determining their life, because you believe in fate, because you believe that God predestined their existence, because you said so, because you prayed over it, because your mama prayed over it, because the pastor prayed over it, right?
Yeah, to a degree, but I feel like I said some things are fate, and I'll give you a prime example. I had an accident. I told you about this. I was in an accident some years ago, whatever, and
right.
All the circumstances leading up to that accident was nothing that could have been avoided. I mean, I wasn't in the wrong. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't drinking. I was just minding my business, driving down the street.
You know what I'm going to tell you? Yes, it was choices. Somebody chose not to be paying attention that night, and it wasn't you. Period. That's it. That's all I got to say.
That could have been, but...
Somebody chose to do whatever the hell that they decided to do. Instead of paying attention, and that happened. That was not fate. That was an irresponsible motherfucker in the mix. You get what
I'm
saying?
If you look at it like that, because of that irresponsibility, it affected a lot of people's lives, not just mine and the other person involved.
It happened not because of fate. It happened because someone was irresponsible.
So
you understand?
Don't think that some things happen?
No. Not stuff like that. No. Stuff like that? No. That was someone's irresponsibility. All right? Period. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I can't look at that, but no other way. All right? All right. That's just how I feel tonight. I'm just telling you people, so when we get ready to spar back and forth tonight, I told you already at the beginning of the show, for everything that you try and show me, a fate you try to show me, I guarantee you I can show you a choice that was made that led to that outcome, that led to that action. Cause and effect. You cannot believe in cause and effect and choice and believe in fate. You cannot have it both ways tonight. You got to pick one. Next caller. Thanks for hanging on, Shay. All right?
Okay. I'll be here.
All right.
I'm going to put my hand back down, okay?
Put your hand back down. I got a lot of people on the phone line now, and they're raising their hand. All right? Stay on the line.
Okay.
So T. Lewis was up next. T. Lewis, thanks for calling the show.
Keisha
Elf, I see Keith, and I see 601. Okay, so look, homie, thanks for calling the show. Episode 168, K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad if you want to talk to me and follow the prompts. Look, did you hear that? Did you hear that exchange between me and Shay? All right.
Yeah, I heard the last part of it, though.
Okay, so now, listen. Fate versus choice. I said already at the beginning of the show, you cannot By definition, homie, would you agree, before I even get into the shit, by definition, do you realize that you cannot believe in both of them? You cannot go with both of them?
By definition, no, you cannot believe in both of them. I actually had this conversation with somebody before.
Right. It doesn't make sense. Now, Shay, which is the inevitable question, came into play, which is religion and God in this conversation. By definition, Shay believes in God, thus she must believe in fate because Christians believe God is in control. They have no control. God has already predetermined their walk. Right? That's what people like Shay and millions of other people feel. You feel what I'm saying? Therefore, the choices that we're making actually are already, we're already going to make them choices because God already knows everything, and he said we're going to make them choices. So we're going to make them choices. No matter what we think in our brain, no matter, so then either God did not really give us free will, or fate really is not that, fate really don't exist. It's all about choice.
Right. Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? But you can't have it both ways tonight on the show. Now, don't get me wrong. I really don't know the true answer to this particular question. You feel what I'm saying? And neither did any of the great scholars in history. People, religious people, have believed that they know the answer. But again, like I said, we turn around and tell our children, choices that you make today will determine your future. All right? We teach this to our kids, but do we? Either you really lying to your kids and you really don't believe that, or you do believe that, and then you don't believe in faith. So I'm repeating this because a lot of people just jumped on the line, and so therefore all of you can hear where I'm at with the conversation right now. So question number one, C. Lewis, how much of a role do you think faith plays in your life? Do you believe in faith?
F-A-I-T-H or F-A-T-E?
F-A-T-E, not faith. Faith. Faith versus choice. F-A-T-E versus choice. Predestined walks, people who were destined, quote unquote, destined for greatness, people who were born evil, all right? Your walk predetermined by God, by everything, by the cosmos. You're going to be what you're going to be, thus it is already written. Well, if that's the case, why do we teach our children the choices that you make tonight will determine your future? Either we got choice, free will that God gave us, or fate dictates our life. But by definition, since 2 plus 2 is 4, you cannot pick them both. They cannot coexist. You feel what I'm saying? You can't have it. So, but the people that are raising their hand right now, which is quite a few people, when I say that, when I bring, because it makes it seem like blasphemous the way I'm saying it. You feel what I'm saying? But really, it's just simple logic. It's simple fucking logic. You feel what I'm saying? It's not blasphemous. You can believe in God and say God is in control of your life. You feel me? Fate is going to be, things are preordained, predestined to happen. But at the same time, we love to think that we have choice and free will. In fact, we say God gave it to us. So, do you believe in fate? F-A-T-E.
For the purposes of the show, the reason why I say no, the reason why I say no.
Okay, go ahead.
Because, and it depends on how you take the definition.
Google fate.
What I'm saying is by fate, I don't think that God actually wrote out for Hitler to be the way he was. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I refuse to believe that God said, okay, I'm going to have this said person do this. So whatever happened to these Jews and whatever other people he wanted to bring harm to, so I can have these other people come here and believe what they should be believing, because if you think about it, there's still people who believe what Hitler was trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think that people can be born evil? You think that Hitler just made a choice to be an evil motherfucker, and he was correct, charismatic enough for people to follow him? So by definition, you don't believe in fate. You believe in choice.
Right. I believe he chose. I believe there were certain things with him. I mean, that happened. And he probably read some things or saw some things that influenced him to be like, okay, these people are better than other people, or the world should be this way because of how it was when I was growing up over here, or how I saw it going on over there. So therefore, I'm going to go through hell and high water so I can make it to where I, this is the way that I want it to be.
That's right, a choice. So you believe in choice. Right. Therefore, you believe, thus, per what you're saying, you believe in choice. You don't believe in faith. Right?
Right.
So do you believe in God?
Yeah.
You do realize that by saying you believe in God, you believe that God is in control of everything.
That I'm going against the grain,
I'm just trying to make sure that you people understand what you say when you say certain things. That's why I'm having this show tonight, faith versus choice. All right? So you don't believe people can be born evil. Like, you don't believe people can be born evil. Like, I don't think people are born evil. I think evil happens and people make fucked up decisions, and that's why it happens. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people, when a car full of kids get killed in a car wreck, and they say it was just meant to be. That's how fate wrote it. No, it wasn't. That motherfucker was drunk driving. He was fucked up. Yeah.
Right.
That was the fate and the shit, the choice that he made. For every instance of fate you try and show me tonight, I will guarantee you I can show you choices that led to that cause and effect. Not fate. It wasn't predetermined to happen.
Right.
This
is what's crazy, because Shay had gave an example. And another example that I gave, and it is somebody that some of us know. He had to turn himself in. I mean, he was a trap boy. He had to turn himself in to the police. His girlfriend talked him into turning himself in. And see, what a lot of people don't understand is that the word connected is a powerful word when they really don't think about it, because everything is connected to something, and every decision that you make is connected to something, to another decision that you make.
Choices.
So,
all
choices. Exactly. And so right. My thing was, okay, had he not been on the run from the police, he might not have died in the car wreck trying to come back and turn himself in. You see what I'm saying? Had he not been doing that.
Right.
That would have happened.
He wasn't predestined to die that way. He made choices.
Right.
To die then. I'm just repeating myself. Let me go to the next question. How much control do you really think you have over your future? How much control do you think God has over your future, or fate, or anything else besides the choices that you make? Or do the choices that you make really determine what's going to happen to you in the future?
I believe I have 95% control of my future, because basically as far as God having control, I mean, in the Bible, God gives man dominion, which means you have control over what you need to do.
Right.
Basically saying, if God is in control, I think people take the word that God has control out of context a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? He created everything, so therefore he controls everything, but he gave it to you to do what you need to do to be a productive citizen, a productive Christian, things like that.
So he controls everything except you. He controls everything except you. But do you realize no one ever says that? When people are going through hard times and they say, I'm going to pray up to God, God is in control, God's going to work it out, they really believe that God is in the steering wheel of their life. Christians believe that die hard.
Exactly.
Then why are they making
choices? It's through what they do to show that faith. So if you're not exercising that quote-unquote faith that you're showing in, I mean, he really doesn't choose not to move for you, really. So you still have control.
So it's a test of your faith, F-A-I-T-H, to see if you're going to choose to believe in him, and then if you choose to believe in him, then he will fix it for you, thus he's technically in control.
Well, technically. But
right?
if you're not gonna do anything, then I mean, that's your choice. So you still, quote unquote, still have that choice.
I knew you was gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? The choice trumps fate every time you try and have this argument. I've done it a million times over in my head of being in one time. Every time I do it and I come out with a conclusion, it's like an equation. You always have a remainder until you throw in choice.
Right. Because,
you feel what I'm saying?
Choices are all throughout the Bible, but the quote-unquote church folk don't look at it like that. I mean, choices were made all through the Bible.
Well, we're going to have a lot of people tonight. I got like 10 people with their hands raised. I'm going to get ready to move it along. So now everybody, But the show was not a religious debate, people. It's not about who you believe in. Do you believe in God, rather? Now, I may ask you that question, yes, because it ties directly into how much do you believe fate plays in your role and in the cosmos and in your life, and how much the decisions that you make. But like I said, by definition, if you believe in one, you can't really believe in them both, unless you're going to take each one of them out of context and bend the rules a little bit. This is one of my shows where we say stuff we really don't mean. We really don't mean. Either we really don't mean, son or daughter, whatever decision you make in life is going to determine your outcome. We really don't mean that. Or we really do mean it when we say God already predestined our walk. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. And whatever we choose, he already knows we're going to choose it. Whatever we choose, he knows we're going to choose it. So that's predestined. When he created us and he created the earth and he created everything, he already knew what you was going to do, which means from the moment you were born, God knows you're going to go to heaven or hell.
Right. But see, the thing, and the reason why I brought up spirituality, because I knew other people were going to bring it up. And I think a lot of people don't understand is that there are practical and logical applications that actually took place in the Bible. But people just tend to not look at that.
Okay. I'm just asking the question tonight. By the way, definition of fate, destiny, an event or course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. Inevitably. You know what I'm saying? The supposed force, principle, or power that predetermines events. The inevitable events predestined by this force. All right? That is the definition. Faith. It's inevitable. It will happen. So whoever died in a plane crash, it was meant to die. The fact that fucking mechanic was drunk on duty and missed that damn one switch that shorted out and fucking caused a hydraulic failure in the damn engine and pumps, and then it caused a flame, and then it blew the fuck up and killed all those damn people. His choice to be a fucking alcoholic and come to work drunk had less to do with than the fact that it was inevitably going to, that person was inevitably going to end up on that plane and die. So this is what people
want me to believe.
But this is what people want me to believe when they say fate has more choice, has more power than choice, which is what I can't accept. My logical 2 + 2 = 4 brain doesn't allow me to. Next caller. Stay on the line, homie. All right?
Yeah, man.
Keys up next. Then I see Veronica McNair. I see LL on the line. Jamie. Well, young Pat came back, but he's got to get back in line now. We got a lot of people on the phone lines. You feel me? Give me a...
Hello?
What's going on, Keith?
I thought Keith was in front of me.
Well, she was, but she took her finger off number one, so I guess she had to do something. You want
to
come back?
Take one more person, then come back to me.
All right. Keisha, if you wanted to come back, I see you took your hand off number one, so I didn't go to you next. I got Veronica McNair. Oh, I'm going to love this one. What's happening?
What's up, baby?
I'm going to love this one. Veronica McNair.
You are funny.
So you hear how these, you hear how things are going tonight, Ms. McNair.
Yeah, I hear.
I know you and know LL, and I know a couple other people that's on the phone lines are going to have it out with me tonight. But it's not really about
that. How you know that?
Because what I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but how do you know we're going to have it out, though?
Okay, well, we're not going to have it out. Where you been, anyway?
Man, I've been doing some things.
I know I get you on the phone with this one. Okay, here we go. How much of a role do you think fate plays in your life? Fate.
Not very much.
You don't believe in fate, but you believe in God and believe that God is in control of your life.
I don't believe that God is in control of your life unless you want him to be, unless you make the choice to say, you know, God is not in control of your life unless you make that decision. Unless you Romans 10:9, I don't believe that God is some maniacal, you know, being that's up there controlling people like pawns. I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, what T. Lewis said is that, you know, because the Bible says that there's a verse that says if you delight yourself, no, there's the verse Proverbs, I think it's 3, chapter 3, 5, and 6, that says, trust in the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding.
Right.
But
exactly.
Acknowledge him, which means, acknowledge means to believe in the realness and goodness of him, to believe in his loyalty and believe that he is, and he, that's what that means. To acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path, which means he will lead you into opportunities where you can make choices, but for him to say, you know, that would be, I mean, he would make you an automaton. He didn't make us that way. He said,
so
I place before you life and death, life and death, blessings and curses. You know, it's like choose life. He's giving you a hint. So I believe that in choices, people make choices. And that's, yeah.
So you don't really believe in faith. Do you know how many, do you know the billion, most, do you realize, they did, this is what, I saw the study on the damn Discovery Channel, right? You know, so I get a lot of my topics, my deep topics from topics that I see on History from Discovery Channel. So all, they did the study, 89% of human beings on the planet, no matter what religion you are, country you from, race, believe in faith. F-A-T-E, the word. They believe that things are predestined to happen. That's how they justify tragedy. An accident. That's how they justify 300 people dying in a plane crash. Tragedy.
I'm gonna tell you what I noticed. It seems like when I would be driving, I'd be, the time that I get distracted and I look up, there's somebody on the side of the road. It's like, damn, if I had a veered over at just that right, you know what I'm saying? It would have been an accident. So I don't look at it as fate. I just look at it as there's God and there's the devil. And that motherfucker, excuse my language, going to try to take you out any way he can. So if he can say, hey, look at your phone, or such and such and such and such, because it's not just one of them fuckers around. It's a whole lot of them imps and demons. That's why I don't believe in fate. I believe that there's choices.
What you just said is you believe in the devil, so the devil going to make you say, hey, look at your phone.
I don't believe in him. I believe he exists. And I believe that he seeks whom he can devour, and he makes, he puts things out there for people to choose. That's why the Bible said, when I said, God said, there are two things before you. There's life and death. There's blessings and curses. You can choose life, or you can choose the things of death. You can choose to get drunk and go to work or go to a party, go to a bar, drive to a bar, get fucking plastered, and decide you decided that anyway. You knew you weren't gonna give nobody your keys.
Everything you're saying is based upon human choices,
I don't believe in fate. I believe in choices. I believe the devil said, hey, yo, man, that pussy right there look good. Yo, man, why don't you go try to get up in that? And you married, and you know you married. So you can, and your right judgment can say, man, you got a lady at home. She treats you well. You need to go home to your lady. You make a damn choice. So if you fall up in that pussy and get something that's going to clog your dick up, you made a choice to do that. That wasn't fate. That was your own choice. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no fate.
So I'm just saying, because I know that you believe in God. I know that you know what I'm saying, you're religious and everything. But it's just hard for people. It's hard for me to separate, you know, the actual existence and role that God plays in the cosmos and in existence. And then you try to pull it away from fate, because basically – I know you hear it all the time when Christians and preachers say God is in control. We ain't in control. I know you done heard your preacher say that.
My preacher has not said that God is in control. I'm going to tell you what my preacher said. My preacher said that when Adam and Eve decided to do what they did, the dominion that they had, they turned it all over to the enemy. So basically, he was in control. God gave them dominion over the earth, and they said, hey, from what I've been taught, I don't know about what everybody else has been taught, but what I've been taught and what I believe in my spirit, not because somebody said, hey, this is it, and I believe it. I go and study it for myself. If it fits well with my spirit, then that's what I believe. I believe that they fucked up. They lost dominion. the God of this world. The Bible talks about the God of this world. They gave their right, their legal right over. And so now God has set this thing where it has to play out before Armageddon and all that stuff comes to pass. There's some things that are just going to have, the world's just going to have to run its course until the lease is up. Once the lease is up, then all hell, heaven is going to break loose. And that's a whole other subject. I know, you know, you're not talking about that. But no, I don't believe in fate. Number one, I'm just going to make it plain and simple, my own life. And I look at my life, I look at the things that I've been through in my life, and even though there's some things that happened that might have shaped my thinking, so to speak, I still had a choice. And whatever choice I made got me to where I am now.
Right. You know, it's all about choice. You believe in choice, what is it about the K100 people? Like, it's like the K100 people. What did I find you people at? Oh, do great. Do like minds think alike? Because this show is based on a study that 89% of the human population believe in faith. But I'm on the phone tonight, and so far you going with choice. I go with choice. Now Shay went more with faith, but with sprinkled with choice. But you can't have them both ways. T. Lewis went with choice. You feel me? So where are these 89% of the people? I don't know where
that's
at.
We're the 11% that's on K100.
I guess so. Do you believe people can be born evil? How much control do you really think you have over your future?
You know, I that's one thing you got me right there, because I've often thought about Judas. You know, Judas was that he betrayed him. You know, and I'm like, Dad, you're gonna have to help me with that one, because you know that's one I do struggle with, though. If I have to think about it, you know, you think, dang, that man was born evil, but he threw himself off a cliff, though. I guess so. He had some kind of a conscience. You know, he made a choice. I guess maybe he realized he didn't have to make it, but somebody was gonna have to make it. I don't know, Blue, on that one. So you know, if you got me teetering right there, that's the one place you'll get me. But you know, it's a choice, bro.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in to the show. Thanks for calling in. All right. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. A lot of more people now. I'm pretty sure it's going to get interesting. All right.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and go back. Keisha left again. Okay. Key.
Yeah. What's up?
All right. Talk now.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. So we're going to go. We got Key on the line. All right, Key. Thanks for calling into the show. All right. So now, let me ask you this. Do you believe in fate? F-A-T-E. Once again.
I'm going to be the boat rocker. I'm going to be the boat rocker.
Oh, let me say this. Once again, this is the definition of fate.
I know what the definition of it is.
An event or course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. The supposed force, principle, or power that predetermines events. Inevitable events predestined by this. Do you believe in fate?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I just believe that whatever will be. Whatever's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. We may take different courses to get there, but eventually you always end up where you're going to end up, regardless.
So let me ask you this. If you believe in fate and not choices, okay, tell me something that you seen recently in life that says fate trumps choice.
The thing is, since I believe in fate as a whole, everything I see in life, you know, I don't pick between the two. I always feel like whatever happens, good, bad, or indifferent, that is what was meant to happen.
So, to
give me an example, I think life as a whole is an example of fate. Because when you say choices, let's be real. If we could all choose what we want, we'll choose to be rich and choose to be this and choose to be that. So how can you say your whatever you choose is what dictates
because
your life?
We can't.
That's not necessarily
because
true.
Right now, as much as I would love to choose to be rich, there are decisions that I made to predetermine to other choices that my ancestors made.
But then you're going to use it predetermined. Then you're going to say predetermined.
I said choices. Choices that my ancestors made is the reason why I'm not rich. You feel what I'm saying?
That's the reason you're not rich. So the other black people say, that what's the reason they are and you aren't?
Because
their ancestors made some of the same choices. Their ancestors made the same choices.
No, no. Because of the set of choices that other people that encountered that are intertwined with their walk and their existence made. They might have had a mama and daddy who chose to go to school and get college degrees and then be successful people before they had
so it. How can you say it wasn't just predestined for them to go to school and have college degrees? Everybody can't be great. It takes all types of people to make the world go round. So people want to believe that some people did something to get where they are. Everybody didn't do something special to get to where they are. It's just that's where they were meant to be.
Somebody else did. George Bush was the president of the United States because of the choices that his daddy made and his great-granddaddy made.
What makes you so sure that just wasn't meant to happen? What makes you so sure?
Because if it's lack,
you can say that because you're looking at it, but you can say because of your opinion, you're going to look at it that way. And because of my opinion, I'm going to say, guess what? It might have just been meant to happen that way so certain other things can happen because a lot of times we're so busy looking at the small picture that we don't see the bigger picture.
Here's the thing.
We look at, okay, well, he got in office, and then we have one people over there dying, and this and this and that. We never want to believe that bad stuff can happen. We don't want to believe that bad stuff was meant to happen. We only want to believe that good stuff was meant to happen.
No, I believe good stuff happens by choice. I don't believe it was fate that brought Obama to the White House. I believe because that man went to school, got a Harvard degree, and got into politics and community service.
Well, guess what? It's a lot of black men that went to school at Harvard and got a degree, and they're not the president.
They didn't go. They were not in the city of Chicago. They didn't marry Michelle Obama. They didn't do a whole bunch of other things that he did.
Okay, because certain things are predestined to happen. Certain things are going to happen regardless. It's going to happen. We take different courses to get there, but whatever's going to be, it's going to be, period. Like when they were talking about somebody dying in a car accident.
Yeah.
You remember the movie Final Destination? They kept trying to avoid what was going to happen, and in the end, they all died anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's like we try to avoid certain things, and we want to say, well, I chose you this person chose you that, and that's why this and that's why that, when really it's going to be what it's going to be in the end.
It's going to be what it's going to be
That's my belief. That is my belief. You have your belief, and I have mine.
I know. I'm just saying. But the whole point, of course, you do realize the whole point of the show is to argue my point and you argue yours. So that's what he's talking about.
I don't straddle the fence when it comes to it. I don't straddle the fence between choices. I don't straddle the fence between choices and fate. I believe it's fate no matter what. So it is what it is.
No. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
I mean, you don't have to. That's fine.
I'm glad I got somebody on the phone that believes in straight up fate is going to be what it's going to be. But at the end of the day, if you sit around here and goddamn get pregnant at 15 and then get pregnant at 17 and then pregnant again at 21 with three different niggas, don't goddamn say it was fate that brought your motherfucking ass to the goddamn project. Motherfucker.
There's women that did the exact same thing and they're not in the project. They could be a motivational speaker. You don't.
If
they're
in the project, they got.
You make it appear, you don't write that to my point. You're making it appear that fate made me end up in the project because that's a bad thing. So why would fate make me be in a bad situation? Everybody can't be in a good situation. There's got to be poor. The Bible says poor people will be with you always. It's going to be poor. It's going to be rich. It's going to be middle class. It's going to be sick. It's going to be healthy. You think people choose to die of cancer? You think they choose to die of AIDS? Now, you don't know what their choices. But guess what? It's a lot of us that made the same choices they did, and we don't have that shit.
Because they're not genetically disposed to.
No. Damn that. You genetically disposed to AIDS? Really?
Thanks.
Really?
No. You said cancer.
I said cancer. I said AIDS. I said dying of anything like that. If you smoke 30 years, and I don't never get damn cancer. So what are you saying?
Because they genetically wasn't disposed to it.
Now it's genetics. Okay. We don't want to state the choice to genetics. Okay.
So now genetics have nothing to do with life. If I was born 6'10" instead of 5'3", is the fact that I end up in the NBA have more to do with my...
We're not talking about genetics, though, are we?
We're talking about...
6 foot tall, they can't play a lick of damn basketball, so what are you saying?
We're talking about the choices that people make. They trump every time. They trump faith.
And I say faith trump choices.
Okay, so how much control do you really think you got over your future then? None.
I think my future is you ain't even listen to what I'm saying. You didn't even let me finish. I think my future is already done. It's like I just don't know what the hell it is. But it's there, it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
So nothing you decide right now today could change your alter your future. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
I'm on the road. The road has a beginning and an end. It just depends on which way I take to get there. I'm going to end up in the same place.
Choices I make. That's what you was about to say. You was about to say, say it. Go ahead and say it. Say it. Say it.
The road you take, you still, it has a beginning and an end. And whatever I get there, however I get there, it's going to be that regardless. So it is what it is.
Whatever, you can call it the route you take, rope, the choice you make, red or blue.
But you know, my statement would be regardless of the choices I make, I'm going to be where I'm going to be, regardless of what choices I make. I'm still going to end up where I'm going to end up, regardless of my choices. That's what I believe.
Okay. All right.
Some people take the short road, some people take the long road. Some people go straight, some people take the curvy route. Okay, regardless, I still believe I'm going to end up where I'm going to be where I'm going to be in the end.
All right. Fate. We have one for Fate. Stay on the line, Key. All right. We got one for Fate right there. So, we're going to do this. I got LL up next. I got 615 on the line after LL. You feel me? I see Michigan girl, too. Let's move it along. LL, what it do, babe?
Hi.
Thanks for calling the show. 615, you are my homie, Jamie. I see Young Pat, Michigan girl. All y'all, we get everybody. I hope Keisha F calls back in too. Also, choice versus fate. Fate versus choice. LL. All right. Now you heard Keys. Point said she believes in fate. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. No matter what decision she makes right now, it's not gonna change where she's going to end up. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Veronica. she believes in choice. She Lewis believes in choice. Shay lean more towards fate. What do you believe? Do you believe in fate?
Yes.
You believe in fate. You with Keith?
Yes. Yes.
But why? Help
why?
Me out.
Why?
What she said. Do you have anything to add?
There's so many reasons why. One, I totally believe that what's going to be is going to be, because if it was by choice, I wouldn't be alive right now. Like, I wouldn't be here. None of y'all would have ever met me. You would have never heard my voice, none of that. But
okay.
My mom, by choice, got her tubes tied, and it was fate that said I was going to come here anyway.
So you don't think it's the ineptness of whatever doctor thought he tied that tube up right, or the fact that he thought, you don't think it had nothing to do with the fact that it's just, because you do know it's not 100%, one to the 100% degree guaranteed that you can't get pregnant when your tubes get tied. They do come undone. People can't get pregnant still.
I have my tubes tied, and I do know that, yes. I've had my tubes tied for the last 7 years, and I ain't got pregnant. So, yes, I do believe that it was fate. I was destined to be here, because if it was up to my parents, I wouldn't be.
They tried to make a decision, but whatever the doctor did, he didn't do it good enough.
Or how about they tried to make a decision, and whatever God said is what ruled.
God didn't come in there and tie your mama's tubes. That's why. The doctor did. Yes, doesn't
God give us the knowledge to do everything? Are you trying to tell me that miracles can't happen? Are you trying to tell me that? Are you trying to say that miracles don't happen? Are you trying to say that God is not in control? God is totally in control. Like, whatever he says is going to be is going to be, period, point blank.
He give us choice, Elle. Why did he give us free will? Why do we even have choice?
Why does he give you choice? Why does he give you choice? You know the answer to this because you've read your Bible. He's giving you choices, but he's also laid out very strict rules that determine what your fate will be if you go with either choice. You can serve the Lord or you can serve the devil, period, point blank. If you serve the Lord, one thing that's going to happen, period, no matter what, is we're all surely going to die. Now, where we go once we die, that's, you know, you can serve the Lord and go to heaven, or you can serve the devil and go to hell. But
you have to choose the red or the blue pill. You have to choose to serve or choose not to, right?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. So,
But your fate is still sealed whatever you choose. You get that one choice. It's not like you get all these choices. You get that one choice, and by making that one choice determines what you choose with anything else in life. Or actually, it doesn't even determine that. If you're serving the devil, the devil makes the choices for you. You're doing nothing but sinning, and those are the choices that the devil's made for you. If you choose to serve the Lord, then you're still going to go through trials and tribulations. You're still going to be tested. Your loyalty and your faith is still going to be tested. But you choose to serve the Lord, and the Lord makes it where at the end of the day, your faith is sealed. And because you are a holder of the key to the kingdom, then you are blessed at the end of the day. So I don't understand, like, us waking up in the morning is a miracle and it's fate all in itself, because if God didn't choose to wake us up, we wouldn't wake up.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me. This is not
hard to do that, though, this show. It's so hard to listen to you, this show. But go ahead.
Because you have sat here and ran it on, and I understand what you're saying. If I've ran it,
how did you understand it? See, having trouble understanding others' rant.
Trying to make your point while the whole time using the word choice and chosen.
No, you must not have been listening to me. I said you get one choice. You get one time to choose, and your choice is to serve the Lord or to serve the devil. And then from then, after you've made your one choice, you don't get to make a bunch of them. After you made that one, then the Lord then has your fate, or the devil then has your fate. You make one.
You telling me that you can't repent when you make a mistake and make a choice to choose the Lord and then backslide and then come back and repent and recommit yourself back to God? What are you talking about?
If you know that, then you know that you don't choose how your life is going to go. God has a plan for you. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you are going to live out the plan that God has for you if you choose to serve the Lord. Right?
Listen to what I'm telling you, man. The point that I'm trying to make to you is, L, life
that
is either going to
make it any sense.
It's going to be, yes, it is. It's, God swears 2 + 2 = 4. Either life is fate or life is choice. You feel what I'm saying? You choose.
I can't believe that you have that stance on that. I mean, like, you, like, really, I don't know. I don't know if this is a rating show or what, and you're deliberately taking the stance that you are taking in order to provoke an argument, which is what my sisters tell me, because there's no way that you could believe what you're saying.
I choose whatever I choose, just like you and Key choose. If you choose to serve God and choose to be a Christian, then you choose to ink your book, you choose to ink your name in the book of life. You chose the blue pill, okay? You chose to serve God. Thus, your path is determined from that choice, from making that choice. The whole point, he gave us free will, is so he can make us make the choice. You can't tell me that you believe in fate and then tell me that God gave you free will to make the choice and come right back around and say, when we choose, you believe in fate, you don't believe in choice, but you choose to serve God. You're using the word choose, which is another form of the word choice, not fate.
Ultimately, I mean, because that is the one choice that you have. But you know as well as I know that if you choose to serve the devil, then he takes control of your life, and whatever happens, happens. Then God is no longer in God's hand. But you're right. If you then repent and you choose to let the Lord be the head of your life, it's still not like you have control over what happens after you make that choice. It's not. You don't.
Okay.
Either the devil has control over your life or the Lord has control over your life. And whatever road you take to meet your fate, then that's what, you know, road you get on. But the devil, ultimately, if you're living in sin, you don't have control over what you do. The devil has total control over what you do. If you're living and you have a relationship with the Lord and you're a Christian, then the Lord has control over what you do.
Okay, so what you're telling me is, unless I'm a Christian, if I go out and I made a conscious decision to stop selling drugs because of the greater good for my future and my kids' future. So I made that decision. But the devil in all his evilness was the one who willed me to get out of the dope game. Is this what you're trying to feed me? I made that decision, and I wasn't saved when I made that decision. I made a decision based on.
So you saying that you have to be saved in order for the Lord to step into your life and have intervention? No, you know that's not true either.
The choice was made by me to not.
You don't make any choices.
Okay.
You do not make any choices. You may think that you make choices, but you don't make any choices.
Okay, I don't. I make no choices. So this shot of goddamn tequila I'm about to take right here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the devil's work, too. Because that tequila don't mean you no good.
It doesn't. But then again, I went to church on Sunday, so I guess that was the devil, too. Okay.
No, that was the Lord trying to tell you that you need to be in church. Maybe he's trying to tell you something. Do I need to sing the song? Do I need to sing the song from The Color Purple? Do you want me to sing the song from The Color Purple?
You're being hypocritical. You're being hypocritical.
Do you want me to sing the song from Color Purple?
You're being hypocritical. I'm going to 615, but before I go, I got to... You're being hypocritical. Once again...
No, you're being hypocritical.
Yes, you are. Because you can't sit... Because...
You're being hypocritical.
I'm not. I know
that... I mean, you are, but you know what? It's funny. It's funny because that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong, though, really, for real. That's what's wrong, for real. It's people think that they have the power to make these choices when they don't. And that's the reason why when people thinking that they have the power to make these choices, life ends up being... 10 times as hard for them if they would just let the man who created, if they would let their creator be in control, then everything would be a lot easier.
Okay.
But that's
right.
That's how it happened.
We know that this is that God gave us choice once they bit from the fruit of life and then we were able to see good and evil. That decision that Adam made and now that opened up the door for us to have free will. And we know this.
Wasn't that Lucy wouldn't have bit it though?
What? Yeah, 615, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on? What's going on? Candy, thanks for calling the show. How you been? You been all right?
I've been straight.
All right. So you hear where I'm going with the show tonight. Episode 168. Okay. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. Trust and believe, I won't end this show until I get to every one of my callers. So you guys hang on. Do not hang up. I will get to you. Please be patient, though, because this is an interesting topic, and I got, like, a lot of people with their hands raised. And I got, of course, a lot more callers nowadays. So, Candy, do you believe in fate?
I believe in fate and choice. You understand what I'm saying? I think it all goes together.
How you gonna have
I got something to say about what Keith said. Just what? Like Keith, whatever your friend name is, Keith, you know what I'm saying? She was saying about Bush and Obama. If Bush would never been in office and fucked up the way he did, we would never have an Obama. So that was fake that Bush was there and fucked up the way he fucked up. And so we would have an Obama in office. Obama would never have got put in office if Bush did not fuck up so bad. You see what I'm saying?
Bush fucked up so bad because he's an idiot, and the only reason why the idiot was allowed to be the president was because of his fucking daddy. The only reason why his daddy was the president was because he had enough money to run, and he was the head of the CIA. They got
loaned. That's cool. We understand why he was in that motherfucker, but I'm saying if he wouldn't have fucked up and he was just fly-ass president and everything was going right, I guarantee you we would not have an Obama. So that is
fake.
You see what I'm saying?
But he was an idiot. That's the point. He was.
Right. He was an idiot. So, but I'm saying that was fake for Obama. I ain't talking about Bush. Bush, he fucked up, and he would never have fucked up the way he fucked up so bad. We would not have an Obama in office.
Okay, so let me ask you. No, let me tell you why you're not right.
No, am I right?
No, you're
right or wrong?
You're wrong. Let me finish my point. Can I finish my point?
You crazy as fuck. White folks would not have put his ass in office, and I'm not talking about the big white folks. I'm talking about middle class white folks would not have put his black ass in office because it wasn't just us who voted for him. It was white people. They would not have put him in the office if Bush was so fine.
Let me ask you. That's your point. Let me get my point out on this. I can't hear you.
What'd you say?
I'm going to go here because this is where you want to go to prove your point about fake. All right? So let me tell you this.
Right.
Bush, you saying it was fake that Bush was an idiot and that's why Obama got elected, right? Now let me tell you this.
Right. It all comes together. It's all together.
So what you mean to tell me is the decision that Barack Obama made as a young child to pursue his career and go to Harvard, get his degree in law, in constitutional law, a lawyer,
right.
Go and do community You see what I'm saying? Then he became part of the Democratic convention. These are all choices that he made.
Right.
He chose to be a Democrat. He was so rich he could have been Republican, but he chose to be a Democrat. He chose to be a Democrat.
But goddamn it, it was fate that his ass got in there.
It wasn't fate. All of this is
that
he
made. It was fate, nigga. I'm telling you, we are in America. Come on now. The first black president, I'm telling you, if Bush did not fuck up the way he did, we would not have an Obama. I don't give a fuck if he went to Harvard, if he paid to be motherfucking president one day, if he married the motherfucking prettiest black bitch ever, if he had two kids or whatever, it's fake that his ass is up in there just because...
Nigga got a fucking Harvard degree. Why everybody want to down?
Listen, they don't care about that shit. You understand what I'm saying? They don't care about a lot. Like Keith said, a lot of motherfuckers got Harvard degrees and prayed one day that they'll be living it. It's just the time was right. God knew when it was gonna happen. He knew when it was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? He knew Bush was gonna do what he did. Hello?
You want to downplay this man hard ass work and education in this grind?
I'm not downgrading shit, but fate had a lot to do with that. And if you can't sit there and see that, something wrong with you. You need to open your eyes and see the world. You so closed minded.
Went to Harvard. Hey, now went to Harvard. He would never be.
What ain't got shit to do with it?
If Al Sharpton would have won, you maybe have a point. But he didn't. Obama won.
Stop. That ain't got shit to do with it. I'm talking about the time was right. The time had to be right. You know what I'm saying? If Bush didn't fuck up the way he did, do you think his slogan was a change? We need a change. He knew what time it was. Come on now. Stop it.
Okay, let me get to the next question. Do you believe people can be born evil?
Do I think people can be born evil? No. No, I don't think people can be born evil. Just like people say there's bad kids. There's bad kids. There's no such thing as bad kids. There's bad parents.
So let me ask you this. So let's say someone's driving down the street late at night. They're not drunk or anything. Little kid runs out in the road and they hit him. Was that fake?
Okay.
That happened? Or was somebody should have been
watching?
Was that fate that little child got struck down at that young age, or was it his motherfucking mama should have been watching his ass? Where the fuck was his mama?
I'm living in Nashville. I lived in Nashville for 2 years, and there was a police officer going on a road chase. You understand what I'm saying? A black man hit a little black kid. He just ran out in front of the street and just hit her because he was going for somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to kind of say, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't drunk. He's a police officer. She just playing out the street on her bike. He's just in a like a little suburb area.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you say that's fake? It might have been.
No, it's fake. That's that fuck shit.
That's kind of pissed me off.
And high fees. What the fuck is he
talking now?
Community high fees.
He's born on the motherfucking nigga. He a police officer. He got a call.
You don't got to chase.
And he had to go.
You don't got to chase. You don't got to drive that fast through a residential. You a fucking idiot.
She went to court and everything and got off. The mama said that she didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, him to go to prison for it.
Because he a pig.
Come on now.
Because he a pig. That's why he got off. He the police. They always get off.
No, the mama of the little girl said that she did not want him to go to prison because she knew it was an accident.
It was
on court TV, actually.
Department. I bet she threw their ass. I bet she sued
him. They probably settled with her. They probably gave her some money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another thing that kind of pissed me off, something that you said, my grandmother died of cancer. She didn't smoke. She didn't drink. She was healthy, and she had cancer. You see what I'm saying? Is that fate? I sat here and watched my grandmother die for 2 weeks. You understand what I'm saying? I seen the other side. That kind of pissed me off. It kind of struck a nerve with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But your grandmother,
it's nothing but fate. It was her time to go. You understand what I'm saying? She told me every single day. Asked me why she's still here. She ready to go. You understand what I'm saying?
So you think that she got cancer?
She got cancer. Nigga, I smoke cigarettes. My mama smoked cigarettes. I know another motherfucker that smoked cigarettes. Ain't never had cancer. You know what I'm saying? My grandmama healthy.
And?
You feel me? Healthy.
People can get cancer and be born with heart disease.
Right, and that's
fate, nigga. That's not her choice to motherfucking have cancer. She took care of herself.
Dies.
You feel me?
Dies. Everybody dies. You gotta die something. You gonna die.
Everybody die. But ain't nobody gonna choose to motherfucking suffer for 2 years. You understand what I'm saying? And be motherfucking sick.
So
you feel me? That's fate.
Fate.
Motherfuckers get cancer. Now, I can't say if I got cancer, it was my choice to smoke cigarettes. But my grandmother did not smoke, did not drink, went to the doctor on the regular, checkups and everything. And cancer just ate her up like that. Is that her choice? Really? Get it together.
You don't choose your medical conditions. You die of what you die of if you die of natural causes.
But that's
okay?
Not what you said when Keys was on the phone. That's not what you said. You understand what I'm saying? And that shit got me hot. When you lose somebody from cancer, nigga, holler at me.
And you lose somebody. Nigga, my granddaughter died of cancer. I don't give a what the fuck do you mean? He died of cancer.
Tell me what. So why you say that shit when Keys was on the phone? Like somebody choose, they genetically fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else in my family. Listen, ain't nobody else in my motherfucking family died of cancer. My motherfucking grandmama. Her parents? Nobody. You understand?
That means nothing.
They got shit to do with genetics. That's just motherfucking fate.
Come on,
Doc. She was going to die of motherfucking cancer.
When they die of a heart attack, what does it mean? That was fate, too? That means they died of a heart attack because you're going to die of something. That's what the fuck it means. You can't live forever.
Right. You go, everybody, when we born to motherfucking die.
And?
You know that. But don't sit here and say it's my grandmama's choice that she got motherfucking cancer, nigga, or she genetically fucked up because she got cancer. Really?
Who said I chose, your grandmama chose to have cancer? Who said that?
No, you said she genetically fucked up. Because she had cancer. No, nigga, ain't nobody else in my family had it.
So what? Nobody else had it. That don't mean shit. That doesn't mean no fucking thing.
Is she genetically fucked up because she got cancer?
Genetically disposed.
Don't make me go through this motherfucking phone, nigga. I know where you stay.
I'm hanging up. I can't go through. I'm hanging up. I can't keep going back and forth. She's not listening to reason or logic. You can be genetically disposed to have heart disease. You can be genetically disposed to have cancer. You can be genetically disposed to get Alzheimer's and all kinds of shit. For all the ignorant motherfuckers who don't understand that. There are diseases that people are genetically are going to get. You are going to die of something. Whatever that is, whatever that medical condition may be, if you live a long life and don't get killed in an accident or anything like that right there, whatever it is that you end up getting, that is your aging process. That is in our DNA. We don't live forever. We will die of some physical ailment by default. Whatever it may be doesn't mean you choose to have that one, but it is what's going to happen to you because we all going to die. We are finite beings, not infinite. It doesn't mean you chose to have cancer or anything like that. But when you die of a heart attack or you develop lung cancer or cancer of the pancreas or whatever cancer you get, that was written into your genetic code. We are finite beings. I will give you that. If you want to say that's fate, then that part of fate, yeah, because we all going to die of something. Because we're not infinite beings. But that doesn't necessarily X out choice. That does not X out choice in the grand scheme of things. Choice still trumps fate. Choice still trumps fate. Jamie.
Yo.
What up? Thanks for calling the show. So, now, I'm back on track. 347-934-0966. All right? Do you believe in fate, Jamie? Or choice?
I believe in choice.
You believe in choice. Okay. Why not fate? We just had two people who... Just hell bent on convincing us that it's fate. But why do you believe choice?
I believe God gives everybody a choice. Because if He didn't give you a choice, we'll be robots down here. That's how I see it.
It's really that simple. You can believe in God and believe in choice. Just because I believe in God don't mean I got to believe in fate. I believe God gave us a choice. It's called free wills. That's why the angels were envious of us.
Yeah.
They envy that he gave it to us, that we have it. However we got it, whether we got it because Adam did what he did and we were able to see the light, and that's how we got it. It don't matter. Some kind of way, during the Bible, even if I believe in God, I know that God gave us free choice because I got free choice. I can hang the fuck up on this show right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a choice of whether I get to live forever. I will die of something, because I will age. People age. So if I age, whatever ailment I get, it wasn't predetermined that's fate. That's because we are a finite being. We are not infinite beings. We will fucking die. Thus, I will die of something, even if I don't die of an accident. I'm going to age and catch something and die because we are finite beings. So, you believe in choice, right?
Right.
Over faith. It's just really logic.
Over faith.
It's really logic. You're going to be what, like he said, you're going to be where you're going to be. You're going to be where you're going to be because your ass is down. If Key drive home from work tonight and die in the car wreck, it's because she chose to work at the post office however many years ago and put her in the position to be in that place in that moment. A series of decisions. The bid she took at the job to get that shift to come home late and then meet that car or that drunk driver or whatever happened, wherever she died. That person that texted her, that she decided to look down at that 1 second to go off the road. Anything. It's going to be a choice somewhere up in there. Somewhere up in there, in the grand scheme of things, you're going to find choice. It's inevitable. You cannot escape. It's there. No matter how you believe, choice in the mix. Straight the fuck up. So, do you believe people can be born evil?
Do I believe what now?
Do you believe people can be born evil? Or born for greatness? Like the last caller just said, it was fate that put Obama in the fucking White House.
I don't believe that, but I believe people got purposes in their life. God got a purpose and a plan for you. If you're doing according to God's will, then you will fall into the purpose category, the purpose that He got for you.
Right.
That's how I believe. I believe if I'm getting up every day, reading my Bible, doing the best I can towards the will, the things that God got for me, then I can say that I'm in His will. So therefore, I'm turning my life over to Him. So the things that happen, I'll feel more that okay, this must have been meant for this to happen because I'm doing what He planned for me, so to speak.
Right, right. So and that's the point that I was trying to get with LL when LL was saying, you know what I'm saying, like you know she kept trying to basically have her cake and eat it too by saying. You know, you can't, it's not a choice when you choose to follow God. I'm like, yes, the hell it is. You feel what I'm saying? It's a choice that you got to make. That's the whole point. It's the whole catch-22 of it all. What are you going to do?
I believe God got, like, this is what people are thinking and get confused. This is just my opinion, though, because I could be definitely wrong, too. But my opinion is that when God created me, He has a purpose for me to be in a certain place. It's just like if I say blue, I need you to be over here. Guess what? I'm going to draw out the map on how you need to get there. Okay?
Right.
You got to listen to me to get to where I need you to be at. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So if you ain't listening to me, you can't expect to be where I plan for you to go.
If I choose not to listen to you and say, fuck it, I don't need to listen to him, I get there myself and I get lost, who made that choice?
Right.
Me
who
or you?
Choice?
I made the fucking choice. Every single time, choice comes back into play. It's unescapable. I don't understand it. It's unescapable. Choice is unescapable in this talk. You cannot get away from choice. You can't.
It's
every time you try
choice.
To make your point, I'm going to show you choice. The only thing
that
you...
if it wasn't a choice, you would just
show me
fate in. Wake up and do nothing.
Right. The only thing that you can show me fate in is dying, because that's inevitable. You feel me? Death is inevitable, so you will die. You're going to die.
Even I can differ with that. I studied the Bible for a long time when I was in prison. But even the thing with dying, it's say this even at a certain point in the Bible that everybody's not going to die. You heard the rapture? Some people ain't going to die. If you totally believe in the Bible, then some people, you seen that movie Left Behind?
Uh-huh.
That's where people got caught up into the rapture. They didn't die. They just disappeared. Because that's just a point in the Bible that God said he was going to come back for his people. Well, at that particular time, everybody ain't dead.
You're right.
It's just
different people, different beliefs.
Right.
You can go biblical with it if you want to, or you can just go with how you feel in your heart.
I knew the conversation. See, the conversation, when I saw it on the Discovery Channel, I knew it was going to go into religion, because when they did the study on the Discovery Channel, the reason that the man said that it's such a high number of people that believe in faith is because it's a high number of people on the planet that believe in God. So it basically matches up. But the thing is, you can believe in God and not believe in faith, because you still, if you believe in God, you have to believe that God gave us choice. That's even if you're a Christian.
And
it says it in black and white. I'm not even going against the Bible. I'm going with the Bible on this show. The Bible tells you he gave you the choice. But now people on here trying to tell me that, no, he didn't. The hell if he didn't? It says it right there. The same people that's arguing.
I mean, I heard that a long time ago when I was a short, and I used to kind of believe that. But then as I got older, and I kind of like, the more studying I did other Bibles, the more I learned that, oh, it's my choice to do what I want to do.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's my choice to choose to go the route of God if that's what I'm going to do.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? It's all about choice. All right, homie, thanks for calling. I got two more calls I got to get to. Hold on.
All right, bro.
All right. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I'm coming, Young Pat. You should have stayed on the line. I had to come back down in the order now. Young Pat is up next, though. You feel me? So, Michigan girl, fate or choice?
Both.
God damn it. I knew you was going to say that.
because you made me go pull out my Bible, and you know I used to be married to the preacher, and I remember there was a sermon that talked about fate and choice and blah, blah, blah. So God gave us free will, but there's also parts of that, like I said, you made me go pull out my Bible. And there were, like, scriptures and, you know, where he speaks of, you know, faith in the sense of things being predestined and preordained in people's lives, where he has a plan for people. But you also have free will, which means you make choices. So God has a plan set in place for your life. You make choices because we live in a world of sin, so you make choices based on leaning to your own understanding, so to speak, and not following God, you know, following the Bible or whatever. So then you may take the long way around to the plan, but I still believe that God has a plan for everybody in their life.
But you have to choose to follow God's plan.
Okay, to make it easy on yourself, you should follow God's plan.
So, but you have to choose to do that, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, that's why I said both, because since we live in sin, now we don't know what God's plan was before Adam and Eve listened to the serpent and bit the fruit. And everybody always said apple, but we weren't sure it was apple, but I'd move on. Before they bit the fruit and became, you know, conscious of good and bad, you know, right and wrong and, you know, sin. So we don't know what the plan was before that, but now we live in a world of sin. We're born into sin. So, yes, you have free will. You make choices, but that does not mean that God doesn't still have a plan for your life. And the choices that you make can detour you, can make you go the long way around. You could have been somewhere else, you know, 3 years ago had you followed God's path, and you would have got to the plan sooner. But ultimately, in the end, I believe that there is a plan for everybody's life.
But in order to get to that plan, what must you do? Choose to follow his word.
No, because ultimately, the plan is going to be fulfilled regardless, because that is the plan. Because, see, now you're making, hold on, where is the scripture? Hold on.
I don't, listen.
No, I'm just saying, I think ultimately, yes, we make choices that can take us in different paths down different roads. We bump our head, we have to learn things the hard way, blah, blah, blah. But I think ultimately, unless you just totally denounce God and become an atheist or something. And even those people, I mean, I think that there's a purpose or whatever for them. So ultimately the plan will always be fulfilled, because you have to have all kinds of, like he said, you do have to have all kinds of people in the world. But it's just, you have free will. So I think there's a plan,
so
you
have to
also have free will.
Okay, hold on 1 second. If you listen to me on the internet, you got about 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. I'm going to go on. I'm going to finish. I'm not going to have a long after party, but I will take my last caller that's on the line to make sure he gets it in. All you people that's already on the phone lines, just stay where you're at. But you got to dial 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number that you got to dial, all right, in order to you got to dial the number in order to be on the show, because the show stops on the internet in about 30 seconds. So once again, 347-934-0966. Now, Michigan girl, do you believe people can be born evil?
I don't think people are born evil. I think, it's just, choices that are made, things that,
choice.
You know.
What did you say? Did you say choices that are made?
I didn't say by that person. It could be their parents or everything, but I don't think that people are just born evil or born good. I think that's part of God's plan for you to go down a certain path. But you still, that's why I can't say I only believe in fate or I only believe in choices, because we have free will. We know this because we make choices. You have to choose to become saved. You don't just be saved. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice to decide to follow God. You have to make a choice to say, well, you know what? I ain't ready yet. I'm going to come back to that.
Let me ask you this, since everyone is really hell-bent on bringing it into a religious discussion, which I knew it was going to be, because, like I said, when I looked at the study on the Discovery Channel, and they said 89% of people believe in fate, and the guy said, well, about the same amount of percentage of people believe in God, thus that's why you have them believing in fate, you feel me, because they believe that God is in control and their walk is preordained and predestined. The people who are great.
I found my scripture. It says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to nations. Now, he was talking to someone specific, and that's in Jeremiah 1:4-5. But that's where,
right, right. So you don't
plan for your life that everything is planned out.
So you don't believe. So you don't. Let me ask you this. So you, how much control do you have over your life? How much control do you think you have over your life? Do you have any control over your life?
Yeah, I have free will. I have the choices that I make, because I know I haven't made some of the best choices.
Okay, then. So then if you know that you have control over your life and your life is...
No, I didn't say I said I had control. I said I can make choices. But ultimately, I think there is a plan for my life that has already been predestined, and that I'm making choices because I made free will choices to do things my way, be hard-headed. Just like when your kids are little, you tell them, don't touch the stove. Well, they got free will. You tell them, don't touch the stove. It's hot. It's going to hurt you. Some kids still going to touch that stove because they want to make that choice, because they got to figure it out for themselves. So you trying to tell them not to do it. Like, God has a plan, and, of course, you got the Bible, and you're supposed to, follow this and be, saved and live.
Whatever your plan, whatever the plan he has for you, you have to choose to follow it. Whatever plan God has for you, you have to choose the path to him and make the choice to follow it. It's still a choice. You cannot escape choice.
That's why I didn't pick one or the other, because we know we have choices.
That's right. That's it. That's just it. You can't pick both of them.
I can't pick both of them because I think the plan will still be fulfilled even if it's in death, whatever, because
let me ask you this question.
God is a sovereign being. He has a plan. So
okay.
The plan has to ultimately be fulfilled, but we have free will. So you may go the long way around. You may take 10 years to get where it would if you would have followed God's plan. It would only took you 1 year. But this is the life this is the world we live in. We live in sin, and we have free will, and we make these choices.
Okay. Before I go to the next caller, because I got two people on the phone lines I got to get to still, all right? Before I go, let me ask you this. Give me a scenario. Let's say right now someone is not a Christian, and they die and they get into a car wreck and they die and they go to hell. Do you think God already knew that person was going to die and go to hell when they were born? He's God. Keep in mind. Do you think God knows you're going to hell already?
But technically, according to the Bible, you as soon as you die, you don't go to hell. That won't actually happen, right?
No. Listen to me.
No, I'm just saying. But you're saying you die, you go to hell. I mean,
you die and you're not saved. You die. You saved. You repent. Whenever day comes, you're going to hell. Your ultimate ending is hell. Do you think God knows who's going to hell right now? Right now. Do you think God knows everybody that's right now? Out of 6 billion of us on the planet. If he's God, God already knows which one God already knows if you're gonna when you're gonna die, how you're gonna die, and whether or not you're gonna make the decision to follow him in time because he is God. So do not
right.
with that logic, you have to concede and you have to admit to me and say, God knows who's going to hell.
I don't have to.
No, I'm just saying, it just makes sense. You don't have to, but you can disagree.
I don't have to.
Do you disagree with what I'm saying?
Do I disagree that God knows who's going to hell?
Because he's God. He knows everything already.
Yeah, he's all, you know, from what
right.
we've been taught and read, he's all
God
knowing.
God knows who's going to hell right now.
And if there is a plan for your life, and I believe that, then...
For you to go to hell? He's for you to go to hell. God to go to hell. You see what I'm... Let me stop. I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be tricky, and I'm not trying to catch you up. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. In the line of the train of thought of thinking of this, when you go along this line of thinking, people, all right? When you go along this line of thinking, when you say that everything is predetermined already, and you say God already has a plan for you, and God is infinite, and we're finite, we die, he doesn't, he knows everything, and he already set it up and planned it. When somebody is born... And they don't get saved, and they die at a young age before they get a chance to give their life to Christ, and they say that God is going to punish them, they're going to go to hell, burning like a fire. That means God knew when that person was even, before he was created in his mama's womb, he or she was going to die and go to hell. Or you can go along with my logical brain and say that person has to make a choice to not follow God, and that's why they has died. When they did die early at a young age, let's say 21, which they're of age to know whether or not they should be serving God or not, when they die young like that, the choice that they made not to follow God is why they're in hell. Not because God already preordained them to go to goddamn hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? Michigan girl. Okay, I don't hear Michigan girl. Young Pat.
What up, homie?
Michigan girl, I don't hear you. Okay, I'll come back to your line. Okay, Young Pat.
What up, homie?
Can you talk now?
Yeah, man. I got a couple people that just stood around for the last hour waiting for me to come on because they want to hear what I got to say.
Okay, so listen. Have they been hearing the discussion? Can they hear me?
Hold on. Hey, all right, my boy Blizzum, say what up to everybody.
I got you
on speakerphone, homie. Can you hear me?
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in with my homie Young Pat, the K100 Internet Radio. We're having more of a serious discussion tonight. You know, sometimes we talk about other things. We talk about all kinds of stuff from politics to pussy. But tonight we're talking about fate versus choice. So I've had people on the phone line tonight. They say they believe in fate. Whatever's going to be, it's going to be. That's how it's going to go down. And shit you can do to change it. You're going to live, and you walk the path you were designed to walk from day one. And then I got people who said, no, the actions that you make, the actions that you take, and the shit that you choose to do is what determines your life walk. Most of the people, a lot of people who believe in God say they believe in fate because God is in control of their life. So I'm going to ask you this, Young Pat. Do you believe in fate?
The only reason I believe in fate is for one reason and one reason only, is I was put on this earth to die.
So you believe that just because we are not infinite beings, fate must exist because we die, because we're biological entities who age genetically. That's why you believe in fate.
Exactly. We have to die. Like, that is our fate. Everything in between birth and death is a motherfucking choice.
Everything dies. The earth dies. The earth is going to die. Everything on this planet is going to die one day because the sun is going to die. And when our sun dies, so will this planet. It's going to be a long time, but it's going to happen, without a shadow of a doubt. So what you're saying is, the choices that you make in life, have nothing to do with your being and where you're going at and your walk in life. It's all already set up. You believe in fate. Your choices don't mean nothing.
Exactly. I mean, I could have said the pencil down and I could have picked up the school book, but I decided I made a choice to pick up the dope sex and leave the school books alone. I could have went to college. I chose the rap. I chose to work. I chose to do this. I chose to do that. I chose to drink this 40 tonight. I chose to give too. You know what I'm saying?
So
everything everybody do is a choice.
So you don't believe in fate. You
choosing to walk inside to go get more beer.
So what you're saying is you don't believe in fate. You believe in choice. Everything is about choice.
Exactly.
I asked you earlier, at the beginning you said you believe in fate because people die. But that doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. And that's the only definition of fate that I have within my mind is that it is my fate that one day I will die. Everything else in between now and then is a fucking choice.
That's pretty much where I'm at with it. I had to go back and forth with somebody else tonight because their grandmother died of cancer.
Oh, I heard it.
And they felt like I said
that
it was...
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't understand where that came from. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Just because your grandmother ages and gets cancer, she's going to die of something. So she would have died of a brain tumor. That was her choice. Or she would have died of a heart attack. And she would have died of a stomach ulcer. She bled to death on the inside. Anything. It wasn't her fucking choice to die, but she going to die of something, just like me, you, and anybody else. You're going to die.
Exactly.
So if you want to look at fate,
and on
that,
top of
yes,
that, and on top of that.
Go ahead.
What?
And on top of that, if you go research it, you'll find out the cancer can lay dormant in your body from birth, pop up when you're 60. And you're not doing anything wrong, but it's been laying dormant in your body for goddamn 60 years, and then you die a year later, it was just say, you're going to die of something.
I know that. I know that, but it wasn't no explaining to her because she let emotions dictate her responses on the show tonight. So she was all emotional, and so I let her ride out. You feel me? She's emotional like that. But at the end of the day, logic tells me that you're gonna die of something. So whatever disease or whatever you die, if you just die of just simple age, you just die in your sleep, your heart just stops. It just stops working because you just that it's just that old. It can't beat no more. You didn't choose that way to
right.
die.
Exactly.
How you die? I mean, that's the only part of fate that I can buy into. You feel what I'm saying? I believe everything is about choice.
Exactly.
Even if you believe in God and you believe that it's God wants everybody to go to heaven, you still got to choose to follow God's word in order to get to heaven. You still got to make a choice to do it. Period, point blank. Period.
And in fact, it says in the Bible, in Genesis, in fact, that man had a choice to deny the forbidden fruit from Eve. Man had a choice. Back in fucking Genesis, the very first man on this planet, God gave the choice to. And what happened? Man made his choice way back then, millions and millions of years ago, however long it was, because I really don't know. Nobody knows. But it's in the Bible, and the goddamn, it's on the, actually, I believe it's on the second page, that man
right.
has a choice.
Right. So I, like I said, I'm glad I got to you. I'm going to get to my other caller. Thanks for holding on. So long, you feel what I'm saying? I was trying to get back to you, man, but then my phone lines blew up when I got into the heat of the conversation with everybody. You feel what I'm saying? It was about 10 people I know that didn't
yeah,
on the line
and,
that was on the line. You feel me? But yeah, what can I do, man?
And
the show.
My fault about earlier because as soon as you buzzed me in, as soon as you clicked on my line, I had three cars pull up. It was four people just popped up out of nowhere standing outside, and I started whacking out, man. I was like, man, I got to go. Hold on, man. Let me call back in.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for supporting the show. I'm going to get to my one last caller. Then I'm going to get up out of here. All right. Hold on. 832.
Noni Junior. I'm in this bitch, homie. What's the motherfucking deal, nigga?
Going up. I thought about it for you, but I see this number. Like, I knew it was you. Actually, when I looked at it, I was like, I think it is Noni. So what's going on, man?
Hello.
Were you listening online, or did you just jump in at the last minute before I got off?
I just jumped in the last minute, but I heard a little bit. But, man, I really don't listen to what other people say to make my own opinion up. I'm going to say what's on my mind, and I'm going to keep it 100, you feel me? Hello.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe in fate or choice? By definition, you believe in both of them. You got to believe in either faith.
I don't even know the definition of faith, really. I mean, I know what it means, but, you know.
What do you mean? I got it for you right here. Faith means this. Destiny, an event or force of event that will inevitably happen in the future. The supposed force, principle, or power that predetermines events, the inevitable events that are predestined by this force. That means that no matter what the fuck you do, whatever it's going to be, is going to be. No matter whatever choice you make,
I don't really believe in that, man, because guess what, dog? Somebody could walk up to you right now and shake your hand and show you love, or the same person could walk up to you and slap you in the mouth, and then you could beat him to death. So that's two different outcomes because of two different actions, two different choices. So now, I mean, see, I think with a lot of people, they say they believe in it because they were told that that was the right thing to believe in, but they don't really have no proof behind it. They don't have nothing to back it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, see, let me tell you why I got the idea from the show. Like I told everybody on the show tonight, I was watching Discovery Channel, which is what I watch, Discovery Channel, History Channel, and it said that 89% of the human population believe in faith. But it also said that's because they think 89% more, about the same amount of people believe in God. So a lot of people on the show tonight were saying, God, you know how you hear Christians and teachers say, God is in control of your life. We ain't in control of nothing. God is in control of everything. And so they kind
of, you know, 89% of the people believe 89%. Of people believe whatever motherfuckers tell them, you know, and I ain't knocking them for that because that's how they were taught, you know. A nigga told us that the grass was green, you know, so it's green,
right?
You know, so I mean, I'm not saying that I know the answer, I don't know the answer, but what I am saying that I believe that choice has more play than in fate, you know. I mean, I understand that they say that some people were put on this earth for this reason and this was their calling. And, you know, a person might have a calling, but guess what? If you were supposed to be a civil rights leader at the age of 35 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, if at 23 your ass raped somebody and went to prison, well, you fucked that shit up because the choice you made that changed everything. So to me, there's nothing that nobody could tell me that a choice cannot change shit or make shit happen because – I don't give a damn what nobody say. Like, we see that shit on TV, but in real life, when you do something, there's a reaction. For every action, there's a reaction.
Exactly. So how much control do you think you really have over your future? Is there any fate involved in it?
When it comes to immediate decisions, I have 100% control. But, like, shit that I have no control over, like global warming, I have no control over that. I mean, I'm lying. I do have control. I don't have to litter as much, but I'm not the only person that's littering, that's making global, that is making the globe warm. But as far as, like, you know, you sent me a song to feature on. I could have stole your music and probably got slapped with copyright infringement, but I didn't do that. My choice was to do what the fuck you told me to do, and now, nigga, we going to have a hit song. And that was my choice. You feel me?
Right. Exactly. So, like I think that people are more in control of their futures. But then, like I said, there is an air, especially with black people now. And you know, we black. You know, we got people that, you know, especially us as black people. We really like to say we ain't in control. You know, it's gonna be like a lot of people. We had two people on here arguing me down, and I went to drag out arguments because they said that whatever's going to be is going to be. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, wherever they end up is where they're going to be. That was fate that put them there. That was fate that they met their husband. That was fate that they left their husband. That was fate that they had that child or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? That's just what was supposed to happen.
You know what, though? That sounds all good and all, but you still have the choice. You know, dog, people be needing to really research shit before they say it. I'm not saying that's wrong, but, like, my research comes from the fact that, right, like, okay, right now, I'm in goddamn Taco Cabana with Lexi Poole, you feel me? And I can leave her ass up here stranded and she look like a fucking dark winged duck plucking her head around, or I can take her ass home. Faith ain't got shit to do with that. She up in the other room. I had to get away. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yeah. So I mean.
Hey.
So,
hey, Blizzard, want to talk to you?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, I do believe that God has a plan. for, I mean, you know, that's to me, that's true, but you have to accept the plan. I mean, right. If you don't want to do it, it ain't going to happen.
Right, so you have to choose to go with the plan.
Hello?
What's going on?
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of feel where I'm coming from. Like, God can set up everything he wants to set up for me. You know, he can say, guess what? I'm going to get this dude some strong quadriceps and some big biceps and a good heart, and he going to be able to be a running back in the NFL. But guess what? When your ass was skipping school, when your ass chose to skip school, you chose to rape that bitch in college, you fucked up your damn draft choices. That's your shit. Ain't no goddamn faith in that. Hell no. Bullshit. You chose to do that shit. For whatever reason, because you thought it was cool, because you was dumb, because you was uneducated, whatever your choice was, you made that choice. I don't believe that we're going to blame that on God. God didn't do that. Bullshit.
Exactly. That's why I feel like there's no, like I told everybody tonight, and I'm going to let you go. You feel me? Because I'm going to end the show. But like I told everybody tonight, you can't show me, you're going to be hard-pressed outside of death. Because it's inevitable that we're going to die. So by the definition of fate, once again, an event or a course of events that will inevitably happen in the future, death is the only part that you can, the only thing in nature that you can show me that is totally dictated by fate. You will, in fact, die. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, you're right.
You can still determine how you're going to die, but you can make the choice to blow your fucking brains out right now, and you're going to die. You made a choice to
die.
You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're going to die. That's inevitable. But how, when, where, all that has a lot more to do with choice than fate ever gonna choose.
Yeah, I mean, now, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes to me, shit happens. But guess what? Even if you were innocent and you didn't do nothing wrong, it was somebody else started to murder your ass.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like people, you know, people might say, Blizzard Manuni, what about the lady who was a nun and a priest and, you know, she was a great person and she just got killed? Somebody chose to kill her ass.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That was it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't understand. It was a great show, man. It was a great argument. Thanks for calling in. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do too long to the after party, so I'm going to get ready to end it, dog. You feel
hey,
me?
Listen, man.
Calling the show.
Listen,
yeah.
Let me say one more thing. You say you don't understand, but you know it's just like being in the up in the Navy. You know, you got all these dickhead ass chiefs and dickhead petty officers that's telling you be strong, proud Navy, but like some niggas ain't trying to hear that shit.
Right.
Some niggas just did the shit because they had no other choice or whatever the fuck their reason was. And then some people believe everything that's told to them. Some
exactly.
people believe that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that God is bullshit. I'm saying the people that's telling us about God is bullshit. Motherfucker, you don't know God. How can you tell me about God? Have you ever talked to this nigga? No. Now, I believe some people don't talk to him in their dreams, but 99% of the motherfuckers that talking about they know God, they're lying. All they know is that goddamn BMW that they drive to that church every goddamn day. Hello.
And there you have it. All right, homie, thanks for calling the show. You dig?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, where we're at with it right now, at the end of the day, people, you feel what I'm saying? Is some people want to have it both ways. You feel what I'm saying? Some people want to have it both ways. You feel me? But I put the question tonight for this particular episode of K100 Radio as a choice for a reason. And that was the slick part of how I worded the show, how I wanted it to go down. I put it as a choice. I made it that you had to make a choice to either pick fate or pick choice because that's how I believe life works. It's a series of choices. Choices that you and every other person makes that comes into contact with your life. You feel me? Once you come into existence, you feel what I'm saying? There are a series of events and thousands of people that you're going to, depending on who you are, it may not be thousands, depending on if you live on a farm in Wyoming and you don't really never leave your little small town, and there may be only a couple of hundred people that you actually encounter in life. But even if you're in somewhere in Wyoming and the president of the United States decides that he wants to go to war with the motherfucker over in the Middle East over some fuck shit, and then a big war ensues, and it escalates, and then we end up into a third world war, and then the motherfucker nuclear bomb, we have a nuclear war behind it because it gets that big and it escalates, and then they nuke your ass, and then 30 years from now, you die in a nuclear blast in Wyoming, even though you didn't choose to have anything to do with that shit. The motherfucking president that decided to do the bullshit, start a fucking war for whatever, that escalated into World War III, into the nuclear war, that made these motherfuckers shoot the nukes at each other, that killed you, was a decision by a motherfucker. It was not fate that killed you. It was a decision by a motherfucker, even if it ain't your decision. It's a choice made. The only thing is death. Death is the only one you don't. You can't choose not to die. You will die. There are 6 million ways to die. Choose one. You feel what I'm saying? But it's gonna be one. It's gonna be one. Cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, brain tumor. You're going to die of something. That's the only one. That's the only one right there where fate starts to show and rear its ugly head. Everything else is choice. K1's your internet radio, you dig. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Really enjoyed it. Great debate. This is what it's all about at K100. This is what it's all about. You feel what I'm saying? It really is. I'm glad that everybody tuned into the show. Suggest people listen to this podcast. Suggest people listen to this podcast when it comes back up. Post it on your wall. Tell people, look, these are the kind of shows that I want people to blast out on K100 and be like, yo, you got to check this episode out because it was that deep. You feel me? It was that trill. You understand what I'm saying? And it's conversation that we as a people, especially black people, just don't have. We rather sit around and talk about bullshit like what goes on in Housewives of Atlanta. But these are the things that are going to determine your soul. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzon. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'll catch you guys for episode 169 tomorrow. You dig? I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be as serious. In any event, deuces. One time for everybody listening to the podcast. Thanks.